comply with any age limitations for each contest. Complete contest rules. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington D.C. 20007. Thank you and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all: film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. 202-132-1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Stop on the run.
Stop on the run. I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
Good luck.
Winner! 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 Winner!
Good luck.
The rocking can't stop. The rock can't stop. The rocking can't stop. The rock.
Hi, Donald Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
It's the Don and Mike Show. Let them say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Shake my paranoia. Shake my paranoia.
So squeeze the lemons and you ice with their new peach lemonade and raspberry.
Wait. How is that? Wow. Someone's got to, see, that's supposed to be Leah Remini. No one pressed the right button for that. For God's sake. Is it any wonder that we have the high ratings that we do with this crap that goes on? Hello, Leah?
Yes?
There you
Hello.
Go. Leah Remini. There you go. There she is. And now that she's there, let me make sure Buzz's microphone is on. Buzz, your microphone on.
Hi.
And why is mine cutting out?
What's going
You're
on?
Not cutting out.
And Mike's microphone
Hello?
Appears to be cutting out.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
All right.
Hey.
All right. We're all set.
Are we on?
Wow. It sounds weird. All right. Let's bring the boys in.
No, that's not necessary. No, I don't like them. I don't like them.
There we go.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. All his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
There you go.
Amazingly, their microphone works fine. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Chandra's Levens and all the ships at sea. Just hope to God they don't break into your pier and, God forbid, start hating on people.
Winner.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening. There you go. Show's underway, in control now, gentlemen.
Yay!
Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Thursday. Double checked it. May 23rd.
Right.
And here's your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York, WNEW, 877-692-1027.
All right.
Philadelphia, WYSP, your number coming. I had a meeting about it today.
Oh, good.
Coming very soon.
Very good.
And here he is to my left and to your right, Weed Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
And there she is all the way.
My eyes are getting weird.
All the way at Hollyweird.
She's a living doll.
La TV's Leah Remini. Good morning, Leah.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, baby.
I don't care for all I want.
start it off. Oh, this is the theme to Leo's TV show.
It's my second drive right home to you.
I want a new song.
Yeah, didn't that guy Larry Romano, for a long time, wasn't he lobbying to have like one of his rap-style songs?
Give me a moment. I'll come up with a song. If you want a song, give me a moment. Rob, no. Find me, let me see this. Let me see.
Right, we're going to find a new theme for King of Queens?
No, for Leah.
No, just for Leah.
Just for Leah.
Okay, just like her own theme song.
And Rob, don't try to be funny.
Of course he's giving
a man
money.
Who wears sandals.
Yeah, and he's wearing them today.
Hi, honey.
Oi.
The greatest hits, Robbie.
You're not a sandal fan, Leah?
No. I don't think men should wear sandals.
Really?
Agreed.
No.
Agreed, Leah. Agreed.
Unless you're going to the pool, in which case you can wear that one strap, like Adidas, Nike, kind of cool
Once
sandal
again,
thing.
You and I. Like,
oh, now, hold on.
Like twin brothers and sisters different mothers. I'm with you, baby.
Leah, I hate to disagree with you, but I must tell you.
But you're a man.
You are speaking to a man with simply the most beautiful feet in the world.
Right, it doesn't matter if your feet are nice or not. Men shouldn't wear sandals.
Children, let me first start by saying that the freaks,
yes,
are here.
Yay.
Right. The freak show is happening today.
All right.
They're on their way, and many of them are already stinking up our lobby right now.
Limping in, wheeling themselves in, pimping in.
So we will have the freak show, the What Would You Do show, the talent show today.
Good.
For $1,000 and the trip to Key West, Florida, courtesy of Corona Light.
Mm. Very good.
Man, I like me that Corona Light.
Sure.
Had about 8 before the show today.
Good.
And they went great with the Pillsbug gig.
So did I.
They always do.
So that's the first thing I want to announce is that the freak show is on. Yeah, Mike's very happy today as well.
No, just saying, I had a little evening last night.
So there's a lot of reasons to be happier today than we were at this time yesterday.
Yes.
Here you go. Let's try this on. Are you ready, Leah?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me get one of your Letterman tapes out.
I think I'll rub my beautiful feet.
No!
I don't know. I want to really give you a real lead in here.
So this is Leah's special theme song just for her. Not tied into the TV show, the hit CBS show King of Queens, but
we introduce her every day.
Her radio theme.
Her radio theme, now that she is a radio performer, now that she is a double
personality.
Threat. Well, you know what? You're a triple threat. You're on the cover of Stuff Magazine, so you're a triple threat.
Regis Philbin.
I was on the cover. Here she comes out. She plays the feisty, outspoken wife to the King of Queens, making her the Queen of Queens. Here's Leah Remini.
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning.
She doesn't know the song yet, does she?
No, I'm waiting.
You don't recognize it? She's going to go one of two ways.
I know.
She's either going to love it or she's going to hate
it. Hold on. But the fever's going to catch you when the fish gets back. You never heard this record?
I kind of like that. I like the bitch part.
Well, this is famous. This is like one of Elton John's biggest records ever. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
In history.
All right, let me see if I can do kind of a mix here.
All right, you can try another one?
Yeah, hold on a second.
All right, here she comes out. She plays the feisty, outspoken wife to the King of Queens, making her the Queen of Queens.
I love
her. Here's Leah.
Yeah.
Leah Remini is right over here.
There you go. Now that part I like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She likes it. I thought she'd like it.
I'm a bitch.
There you go. Right.
Right, here she comes out. She plays the feisty, outspoken wife to the King of Queens, making her the Queen of Queens. Here's Leah Remini.
I'm a bitch.
Leah Remini is right over here. Good for you.
The bitch part.
All right, well, I got it. Here it comes.
Yeah. I'm a bitch. Oh.
Hold on. And there. Go.
I'm a bitch. I'm a something bitch.
Something bitch.
Leah Remini is right.
Oh, man.
All right.
That song, you know, man, that song, that's the first time I've heard that song where I, it is dated, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The first time I've ever really felt that about that record.
Good for you, Leah. Listen, before we get to the freak show, and Robert's here with his racist porno.
Yes.
And then also you should play Missy Elliott's Get Your Freak On.
And before we
get right, freak on.
That'll be happening. Before we discuss the celebrity boxing and that creep David Blaine, we do have a wonderful news that we want to share with our Washington, D.C. audience. We received our Arbotron ratings again today.
The Arbotrons were fantastico.
Our monthly Arbotron ratings. Yeah. And, you know, we told you the ones in Philadelphia came out a couple of days ago. And you guys really have supported the show in Philly after just a couple of months. And it's been well documented by us and by other disc jockeys with small wieners that we have a 0.8 share in New York.
Yes, yes, absolutely. We are not happy with that. We are trying, but we are not doing as well as we want to.
That's our cross to bear. Well, in Philadelphia, the show's doing great. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we got two more markets in.
Mm-hmm.
I know Mike and Rob will want to get ready to dance.
Oh.
Because once again, the good people of Sacramento, California have rewarded us with number one ratings on radio station KHTK.
Yay.
So there you go.
There's the dance.
Both Mike and Rob doing the Sacramento dance.
Dancing
now.
Vigorously.
But as much as we love Sacramento, as much as we love all the cities we broadcast to, Rob, really. And now, Rob, you've taken it to a new level.
Rob did the best. I think he did one of the best Sacramento dances he's ever done.
Because I felt it.
It was beautiful.
It was from the heart.
It's a thing of beauty.
Rob added a new touch. They include milking his own breast.
Yes. Yeah.
Rob and I actually started simultaneously, and then Rob went to the armpit.
Glad I didn't see that.
Listen, here in Washington, D.C., and keep in mind, when we changed time slots, when we went from the afternoon to the middays, the word on the street was, whew, man, you know what this is? This is a death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because
exactly.
No one will listen to this show in the middle of the day, and Rush Limbaugh is so popular, and
yep.
This show will never succeed. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the little engine that could keeps doing it. Keeps on keeping on. Now, when we took over this shift, we were rated, I believe, 13th.
Something yeah, I think like we're 13th in the market. That's the mantle that we assumed.
And you guys now, it went up to 5th place.
Right.
Then it went up to 4th place.
Yes.
Wow. And now today, it's up to number 2, 12 plus.
Yay.
We're on the precipice.
We're number 2.
So right on in the beauty category, the beauty pageant category, the all listeners 12 and above, the show is rated number 2 in the market in the midday time slot.
Number 2 poised to go number 1. And when that happens, ladies and gentlemen, this show will have been number 1 in 3 time slots in Washington, D.C.
Mornings, afternoons, and middays.
That is something I believe that not only hasn't been done in Washington.
Never
but
anywhere.
I don't think it's been done anywhere.
And it's going to happen. And you guys, thank you very much for admitting to the Arbotron ratings that that the show is as white hot as and important to you.
We are so thrilled with this. It's fantastic news. It really is.
Thank you. Let me see. What do you got here? You got 18 to 34, number 1.
Mm-hmm.
80 to 91.
Fantastic.
Wow.
25 to 54. Now, that's your money adult demo. That's what the advertisers crave.
Yeah, we've always been solid in that category. What we do this time?
Same as we did last time. 58 to 58.
Very good.
Which is number 2. But the good thing is the station that's number 1, Wash FM, the station that plays the music that everybody can agree on, even the boss.
Right. Uh-huh.
They're way down.
Oh. Good, good, good.
And 18 plus, of course, number 1 again. That's a given. That's 83 to 87.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank you so much for listening to the Don and Mike show.
Wonderful.
And as I've mentioned before, if you hear me say something on the show, generally, my motto is, if you're stealing from me, you're stealing twice.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to mention something now about our show that I, in fact, heard another disc jockey say.
Oh.
That on WJFK, the Don and Mike show is an island.
Yes, yes, that's stolen material, but it's nonetheless very good.
The Don and Mike show appears to be the island of WJFK radio.
Big island.
For our morning show is in 8th place.
Mm-hmm.
Ouch.
Our afternoon show is in 14th place.
Yes.
yet our show is in second place.
Huh. There you go.
Oh, and I don't want to leave out our nighttime show, because they're in fifth place. They're doing pretty well.
Yeah, that's terrific. The Junkies doing a great job.
They're doing pretty well. But listen, thank you, because this is the one that really matters.
This is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
And being as, the discussions that I had yesterday with the management here, trust me, it couldn't have come at a better time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Amen. They would have loved for these Arbotrons to come out today and have us, go right down the old crapper.
Because that's how they think we'll be humble. We'll never be humble.
Once again, this is amazing stuff that on a big high-profile radio station that your highest-rated day part is middays.
I mean, yeah, and we really are. We're so excited about, we don't want to count the chickens, of course, but we are so excited. I know I am.
On the cusp of being number one again.
That to me really is something, man. You know what? If that's not reported when that happens, I swear to God, I'm going to start my own PR firm.
And I don't think I'm out of line if I say this. We're a great lead-in for any show that follows us.
Right. I agree.
We're great lead-in.
With these numbers, why not?
God damn. But for some reason, it goes 8th place in the morning, then 2nd place in the afternoon, then 14th place, then 5th place.
Yeah.
And you figure it out.
Figure.
I don't know. I can't figure it out. What, Leo?
That's great.
Yeah, we're
congratulations.
Psyched. We're psyched about that. What are you wearing this morning?
I'm wearing Adidas.
Hold on.
Just
as we always say.
Oh, yeah. Get ready.
Get ready,
guys.
All right.
Now, make it quick.
All right.
We will.
Right.
Don is seated. I am seated. We are ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
I'm wearing Adidas pants.
All right, I'm done.
There. My God.
Perfect.
I can't believe
my kind of man.
I can't believe how rapid that was.
Done.
Adidas pants, and it was all over.
Yep.
That was
perfect.
It.
Well,
he likes Adidas. Perfect.
That's
all I needed to hear.
Insane.
No looking, no touching, no sweet nothings, just do
it. Yeah, Don actually had his arms out wide.
And it was just all of a sudden.
Fantastic.
It was raining inside.
Oh, God.
Less work for me.
Everybody had to get out their umbrellas. I know it's bad luck to open umbrellas inside, but all the guys had to open their umbrellas because it was raining DNA.
Yeah, incredible.
I love pointing this out. Just one more thing about the ratings. Let me be self-serving for a second.
F you, white trash.
Oh, yeah, the show we replaced.
Yeah, G. Gordon Liddy. Now, the rap on this guy had been that he had been number one rated in the midday slot, and why would WJFK ever get rid of him?
I don't know where they got that.
The truth of the matter is that the old Phoebe was in 13th place in the overall ratings. That it was only because he was bookended by two decent shows that he even had that type of rating. Well, he's now head-to-head against us on radio station WTNT.
that's sad.
Yes, it is.
You know, it is really, when you mention that radio station, that's like being, it's like being on a ham radio.
In the overall ratings, all listeners 12+, Don and Mike show, number two, with a 5.2.
Right.
G. Gordon Liddy, number 27.
Wow. God. I guess that's not all that. The gun nuts aren't really helping. Right?
Adults 25 to 54, Don and Mike show, number 2.
Mm-hmm.
G. Gordon Liddy, number 24.
Well, he's moved up in that demo.
Adults 18 to 34, Don and Mike show, number 1.
Right.
G. Gordon Liddy, number 33.
There ye have it.
Wow. Do you have 80+ on that breakdown?
And men 18+, Don and Mike show.
Always a desirable demographic.
Number 1, and G. Gordon Liddy. Well, here he's kicking ass. He's number 22.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
He's number 22.
And we only mention that because he's had some very choice things to say about us since he's gone over to the other station.
How about that?
It's gotten back to us.
How about your potty mouth?
The whole rap when he got fired was, they're firing me, but I'm number 1 rated. Nothing was ever further from the truth, you piece of crap.
Well, I think the truth has not always been his best buddy. Anybody that's followed the career.
Stop with that.
Right.
Would you stop that, please?
Sorry,
listen. The Arbotrons are great here on WJFK, and we just want to say thank you for listening.
He did have number one in a bowl, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
His number one.
He went number one in a giant Tupperware container when Chris Matthews from Hardball was in the studio.
Sorry about that. Got a little bladder issue.
G. Gordon Liddy can't control his bladder.
There we go.
Let's hear it for number one.
Take a look at my Tupperware.
Number one. So anyway, they're great ratings, and thank you very much.
Yeah. We are delighted. Washington, D.C., we say it. It seems like it's a broken record the way we say this, but it all springs from here, and we are very, very grateful.
And, all I know is that 5.2 is a great number.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
If it wasn't for Washington, D.C., I don't think we'd ever have the chance to do what we're doing this very week, hobnobbing with Hollywood royalty.
And here she is right there. Yeah, because we wouldn't be syndicated if not for D.C., so thank you. And anyway, there's the ratings, and I'm sure you'll hear other disc jockeys spin them however they like, but, you know, the point of this is that we get our balls busted on a pretty regular basis by certain disc jockeys because our ratings in New York suck. And when you look at these ratings here, hey, baby, 14th place is 14th place. Mm-hmm. You can spin it any way you want. You could say that you're number one in certain demographics.
Right, exactly.
But 14th is 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, they got the ratings for Opie and Anthony, who are the guys I'm talking about.
Of course.
And they are number one in one demographic. That's men 18 plus.
Okay, good for them.
But they went from a 6'2 to a 5'8.
That's good.
In our last rating book in that time slot, we were also number one.
Mm-hmm.
With a 13.7.
Ah, there you are.
Persons 18 to 34, they went 6'7 to 6'6. That would be down. Adults 25 to 54, 3'8 to 3'6. That would be down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Men 18 plus, 6'2 to 5'8. That would be down.
Down. You don't sound like Jesse Jackson there.
That would be down. That would be down.
That would be down. In the ratings.
That would be down. And,
not good.
And not good.
You don't like my Jesse Jackson. A lot of people.
It was really bad.
A lot of people don't. You know,
it was really weird.
Buzz, you like it?
It sounds accurate to me.
I love it, Mike.
I mean, for somebody so brilliant, that was just really off.
It seems to me, Don and Mike, with the ratings going down.
You sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, my God.
Leah, I swear to God, there is a ball-busting guy out there that says my Jesse Jackson sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger. You have
I'm very sorry.
Yes.
Winner, crippling blow.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, for that
winner,
guy, and I hope to
winner,
God he is
winner,
listening.
Winner.
That is not scripted. That is not good for that guy. There's got to be some credence to it now.
And you got to know, if there's one thing that gets under Mike's skin, it's when this guy calls and says, you're Jesse Jackson, like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And now, I mean, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
No, it's amazing because you never heard this guy. This guy called like for 3 weeks in a row, and then you say the exact same thing. There's got to be some legitimacy to it.
But he's got
to
get an umbrella out.
Good boy for recognizing that.
Wow.
As all the people around that guy have to get umbrellas out now because now he's raiding DNA.
If this same guy, I hope he calls in today, if this guy is listening, he right now is having a party. He is high-fiving his friends.
That's right with the power.
I always thought that Jesse Jackson was a little bit different. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Wow. That's
thank you.
Cool.
Thank you.
All right. So anyway, that's the end of my...
you're so good at it.
Thank you.
I've never heard
that's
you
it.
Be so off.
I understand. All right.
Okay.
All right.
She doesn't like it.
Damn it. Enough.
All right. So anyway, thank you for letting us get out our little piece about the ratings. Because let's face it.
Yes, congratulations.
Opie and Anthony, they love busting our balls in New York. They love saying, for instance, I've heard when someone calls up their show and says, well, I heard Donna might do a bit about dolphin sex 2 weeks ago. They'll say, yeah, but in New York, nobody heard it because they have a 0.8 share.
Yeah, and you know, that hurts, and it is bad. It's bad for my doctor, for my lawyer.
You guys are on the same station.
Yeah, no. And it hurts us, man, and it does. And I think that does have an effect on our show up there. And it sucks. And it's just time for
a little payback because I actually heard...
God damn it, we do that because they've been doing that to us for a long time. It's very, very frustrating.
I actually heard them have the balls to go here and say, hey, and the ratings come out Thursday in Washington, and I guarantee, and I heard Opie say, I guarantee, we're making the move. We're going up.
Right.
Well, uh-huh. Guess what, pal? No, you ain't.
Yeah, why don't you just, nobody, and we've said this before, I would love to be mutually supportive. Yeah. I would love that to work.
Right.
They don't have to love us. We don't have to love them. But you know what? They made that call. They've chosen to play it that way, and it sucks. And
they like busting our balls.
They just all the time.
The more you talk about them, the more you talk about them.
Oh, well, you know, the fact is, yeah, but you know what, Leah, we've made the effort, and that's just the way it's going to be. And
no, but all I'm saying, Bub, is that you shouldn't. You should just talk about your statistics.
Gorgie,
No.
It's a pissing contest.
And leave them. Don't even bother with them. Don't even bother.
But honey, it's a regular. A bit of conversation on their show.
When you're in the trenches and you are...
Arnold, hi.
You are trying, you know, to fight the power. You feel good about the ding-dong-dong.
And I'm going to say it again to Opie and Anthony.
Very good, Arnold.
If you guys, if you guys would ever want to get off your high horses and think your ass doesn't stink, or your God's gift to radio, and if you would ever like to try to work as a package, and the package was supposed to be Big Bird, us, and them.
Whether you like us personally, whether you like our show or not, we are, you know, a forced marriage. We can't help it. You can't help it. But I got news for you. That's the way it is.
Because,
so, whenever.
Because just like you've been torpedoing us in New York, we can now torpedo you here, because I'm not the PD here anymore, and I don't care.
Yeah.
But still, I'd like to win. I'd like for Opie and Anthony to succeed in Washington. I would like for us to succeed in New York. The two shows are on.
Now that's a nice thing to say.
We're on in New York on the same station. We're on in Philly on the same station. We're on in D.C. on the same station.
You know, if certain individuals would realize that this show being successful in New York would be fine, and their show being successful in Washington would be fine too. But it ain't looked at that
way. But I just wanted to start today by reading you the actual numbers, because a lot of times these disc jockeys in particular love spinning the ratings, where they say, oh, the ratings were more gooder. You know, we did more gooder. We're kicking ass. We're kicking ass in Washington. No, you're not. You're in 14th place.
Okay, honey.
Leah, this is from my ticker, okay? It's called payback time.
I understand, but your
payback is a bitch.
I have been a team
player long enough. I have swallowed my thoughts long enough.
We are in a situation, Leah, here, you know, in New York and in the company right now, where we've been delivering for an awful long time, and it has become apparent to us each and every week that the only way we are going to get our thoughts out, and the only way we're going to let management and let everybody know how we feel, is by telling it like it is. And because playing the good guy and playing the company guy has not worked for us.
It has
never worked for us here. And unfortunately, it should. It should work for us, but we don't get supported by management, and we don't get supported by management when we try to be the company guys. And so, F it. We do tell it like it is
It would be nice occasionally if Obie and Anthony said, hey, I heard something funny on Dynamite today, or I heard Dynamite today, rather than let their comedian, you know, say something about us, so that technically they're not the ones that are talking about us.
Exactly.
There's one of those shows that has to have a comedian in the studio where he'll go, yeah, but at least it's not a 0.8 share. And then they pile on about the 0.8.
When we made the move to go to middays, and we went on live in New York middays, and these guys came down to go live in Washington, D.C., we really thought things were going to be much different. We did not expect to be, and I mean it, blindsided by these guys the way we were. And we have been blindsided.
You know what they want? I'll tell you exactly what they want. What they want is for WNEW, as a radio station, to go under, and they wanted to play music so that they're the stars of the radio station.
Right.
That's what they want.
That is exactly what they want.
And I believe they're going to get their wish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but now, if you want me to mediate between you guys, I would be happy to.
Leah, I don't want you involved in this.
No.
This is simply me now, as they've done with their ratings. They'll get on and incidentally, those New York ratings you got, boys, I saw them. Eighth place. I wouldn't be pulling my penis out about being in eighth place. And you can give me all the crap you want about we're number one in all the male demos. Really? Every male demo you're number one in? What are the numbers?
Mm-hmm.
What are the numbers? Why don't you read the numbers instead of just coming on with making the blanket statement? We're the only show on WNEW that gets any ratings. We're the island on WNEW. Our ratings are more gooder.
Thank you, New York. Hey, it's a hang. Mm-hmm. It's just a hang. Holy S. We're taking the country by storm. Our ratings are more gooder everywhere. I guarantee that we're going to be on number one, and we're going to be on the top in Washington. Washington's getting behind this show. No, they're not.
All right.
They might.
All right.
If we helped.
All right.
They might if we helped.
All right.
Just like our ratings in New York might be better.
Great ratings.
If you helped. But you won't. But you won't help because you're rebels.
Rebels.
And because you will get your wish, and our show will be taken off WNEW, and you'll get Ken fired, and you'll be able to have a radio station that just plays music, and you'll be able to walk around all day like the kings that you are and tell people to avoid eye contact with you, and that people can't walk past the doorway unless you've passed the doorway before them. You can do all that crap like you used to do with Carol Miller. You're going to have your way, but you're going to have to coexist with us on WYSP. Because we're on a level playing ground there. You've not had 2 years to badmouth our show there. And then you're going to have to deal with us at a level playing ground on WJFK for as long as we're working here. Because I'm tired of taking it up the A. I'm tired of going to this crappy, inept, eunuch management and saying, how about getting everybody to play together like we're on a team? And they go, well, I can't control them.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it was. And that's an important fact to point out, is that when we did that, when we went there and said, hey, let's just say, get an even playing field. You know, we can't, we think that...
So you know what, Ken?
You know, they think we will benefit in New York if we, you know, bury the hatchet with these guys, and they will benefit in Washington, D.C. They don't give a rat's ass about that. And you have to defend yourself at a certain point when it is a pattern of behavior. And this ain't just the Don and Mike show. There's been a hell of a lot of shows that they have chosen to do this to.
The only show that they like.
They like to eat their own young is what they like to do. They like to, you know, it's very, very, very easy to have an established show in a market that chooses to blow up shows that are on the same station. It is very easy to do that. More difficult to tackle the competition. You know, a radio show that's on another station. Very easy to do it in-house. You know, because
it's very weird. Now, why hasn't management talked to them?
Because they're pussies.
Because they have no balls. Because management has talked to them, and they've come back to us.
But it seems like they talk to you guys an awful lot.
They sure do, and you know what? We've listened. But we're not listening anymore.
Yeah, we played the game for a long time.
Our contract is rapidly running out, and I quit being the program director yesterday, so I don't really give a crap. I wish nothing but the best for WJFK, but I just want to let that fact be known, because subliminally or otherwise, Opie and Anthony have ingrained in our New York audience that we suck. And our ratings suck. And for a while, they even had the balls to say that their ratings were bad because of the lead-in that we were offering them. Mm-hmm. Well, let me see. The lead-in we're offering you now is number two in the market. You're turning it into 14th place. I'd like to hear the spin today.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear the spin today about how Washington's really getting behind you. 18 to 34, 6-7 to 6-6. That's down. 25-54. Do you know that we used to own 25-54?
Oh, absolutely.
We were number one for 23 consecutive ratings books, and that, ladies and gentlemen, that is where you make your money.
And that is no small accomplishment either.
You know, you don't make your money in radio.
They call that the fickle demographic.
You don't make your money in radio on the 18 to 24 or the 18 to 34. You make your money in radio on the 25 to 54, because these are the people that buy the houses and buy the cars and buy the airline tickets and go to the banks. Mm-hmm. That's the money demo. And they've taken that beautiful number that we've had. And, well, actually, they're still in the top 10. They just moved down a notch from 9th until 10th. I'm just tired of it, because nobody
tells it like it is. It's just, it's crap, and we've been on WNEW in New York for a very long period of time, and it is our educated opinion that nothing will change there, and we have made the effort, and now,
We're going down in flames.
Too late. Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys have probably won the battle, Opie and Anthony. You've won it. Congratulations. The only show you endorse is Ron and Fez, because they don't threaten you. And because they kiss your ass. That's great. Enjoy it. See if you can save Ron and Fez's jobs when WNEW gets blown up and they start playing records all around you, which is what you guys want. That's okay, because we'll still have Philadelphia, and we'll still have D.C.
And like it or not, you're going to be tied with us for a while. We're going to be tied together at the groin for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Until our contract is up. So it'd be nicer to work together than work apart.
But that's what they choose to do. And that'll continue. Yeah. You bet your ass.
Well,
that's
maybe it
continue.
Won't.
Well,
oh,
you know,
no,
after today,
yeah, it will.
Well, we haven't done this in a long time.
Where we actually
okay,
just
but
read
I think
the real.
The more you talk, about them, the more you're flattering them.
I'm not. Trust me. This is not flattering.
This is really. It's more like self-defense.
You know what it is? It's a wake-up call.
I know.
It's a wake-up call to say, listen, if you want to talk about ratings. And you want to talk about being number one, and you want to talk about being number one in it. The big thing with them is, we're number one in the male demographics they hire us to be number one in.
Right.
Really.
But you've laid out the facts today, so.
Yes, I have, but I'm not done laying out the facts today. I'm not done. I've got 2 years. Mike and I have 2 years of this building up inside of us.
Oh, man, it's been 2 years of just, I mean, being blindsided and, you know, being told that everything's going to work out. And then, you know, and really, you know, out of the, you know, the only way this comes from, I don't know where it comes from, but I think it comes from a feeling on their part of being threatened by this show. And once we made the decision to go to middays, I would have assumed that that threat was fine. You know, that they no longer felt that threat, but for some reason they did.
And Opie or Anthony, if you're listening and you'd like to call in.
We would welcome that.
I'll take your call.
No, we've said that again and again. Absolutely.
Okay.
You've walked into their studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or if you'd like us to come on your show, we'll do that.
You will, though.
I will. Sure, yeah, I will.
That'll be after 3 o'clock.
I know you won't do it, Mike, but I would.
And I mean, not Don. You know, not because I, you know, I wouldn't love to do it.
Oh, I know. You've got your lifestyle.
Yes. Thank you.
The Don Mike Show, though, you know what it is? It's an island on WJFK. We're just here on our own little island.
Right.
With this whole radio station's falling apart around us.
Hey, Leah, how would you feel like if right before, you know, Raymond went on, you know, he came out and he, or somewhere in the script on Raymond, it's like, you know, it could be worse, Robert. You could be watching King of Queens. You know what I mean? That would be,
and
first
I was
of all, it's unheard of. You know, it's unheard of in your business, but I mean,
yeah,
it's,
we don't do that to
right.
each other.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of how we feel about other shows on the network,
do you know something?
It's just not something that's done.
Right. Do you know how long we have coexisted with, and don't delete his name out on WNEW, or I'll refer to him as Big Bird. Do you know how long we've managed to coexist with Howard Stern?
Yeah.
12 years.
Yeah. Right.
12 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know outside of the fact that he went through the period where he was demanding that they delete out his name? Do you really know how many run-ins we ever had with Howard?
I mean, people would be amazed how few. And
do you know how many we had?
One. Yeah.
We had one 12 years ago. And you know what they did? Put us in a room and they said, you don't talk about him, and you don't talk about him.
And we went, okay. And he went, okay. And
that was it.
And that was it. I mean, it's amazing but true. And, you know, it's proven. You know, Howard has made comments about us in the past. We've made comments about him. I think everybody knows how we feel about Howard, how Howard feels about us. But that is the absolute gospel truth. We have gone our separate ways, coexisted on the radio station here in Washington, D.C. And, you know, it's been okay. And, you know.
And that's the classic thing.
And we're coexisting in Philly. And we're glad. Frankly, we're glad to have Howard as a lead in Philly.
Absolutely.
And that's the way to,
you know, and, I'm just tired of, you know, it was as late as Monday. I got in my car. I'm on my way home. I hear some guy calling Opie and Anthony. And, you know, I'll say in their defense that they were taking a call, although I know they never take unscreened calls.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to know that the guy wanted to talk about us,
mm-hmm.
which is a way of getting around the whole thing with management about, oh, but we didn't talk about them. A listener brought it up.
Right.
Some listener calls up and says, you guys will never have the ratings in D.C. that Don and Mike had. And right away, they start with the rhetoric with the, well, they got a 0.8 in New York. And I
right,
have to tell you something.
Right.
We're going to be, you know, the Don and Mike are yesterday's news that we're going to take over Washington. We're feeling good from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
We're loving Washington. We had the Washington ratings on Thursday. I guarantee you the ratings will be up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, listen, you guys knew that call was coming. You put that call on the air. That wasn't an unscreened call. You've never taken an unscreened call in your life. You knew the guy wanted to talk about us, and it was your chance to blast us again.
which has been done again and again and again on a radio station that we are trying to make some headway on. And you know what? Enough. Management ain't going to help
us. But they know your weak spot. And when somebody knows your weak spot, they pounce on it.
And you know what? This is their weak spot. This is their weak spot, Leah.
Okay, but if you pretend it doesn't bother you, it will cease to exist.
Leah, you are so freaking naive. I want to tell you something. You don't know what this is like. This is like...
We're down here in the... we're in the abyss. We're down here in the primordial ooze down here. This is a different form of show business.
We're in a mud pit.
It's the way it works down here. It does. Unfortunately, I'm not proud of it, but that is the way it works in radio. It has for millions of years. Part of many performers' acts.
You know,
everybody. You call any syndicated show, any show you listen to, any talk show. It's opinions. It's calling it like it is. You know, that's the way it works.
Even when these guys don't mention us by name. Imagine how good it must make me or Mike or Buzz, anybody on this show, to feel to get in the car and to hear Opie and Anthony go, well, we got our ratings today. Thank you, New York. More gooder. We're number one in all male demos. It's too bad every other show on this station stinks.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. I understand. No, I understand.
You're saying is that our show stinks. And what I'm saying is, in Washington, D.C., you're not being embraced by the audience. You're in 14th place.
And if you're going to succeed in cities where we're on, where we have been established, I think whether you like us professionally, personally, you ought to seriously try to realize that you're on the same team. It is, they will benefit and we will benefit.
Yes, they will.
You know, that's the bottom line. I mean, that is the way it'll work. But it doesn't matter.
This is a WJFK Island, though, right here, this time slot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to even do what they do. But you know what? Our boys, the sports junkies, who are on at night, they do great. We love that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they're effing, popes.
We love that
show. Coronate somebody. Come on. It's such crap.
Yeah.
It's such total crap.
So, our New York ratings are what they are. We have a 0.8 and we are in 24th place. They have a 3.8 and they're in 8th place. I wouldn't be pulling my trick out, laying it on the desk about that, if I was getting beaten by a douchebag like Sean Hannity, if I was getting beaten by Cubby Bryant on Z100. But I don't want to hear this stuff about in demo, because you know who says in demo? Losers. Because anybody can pick a demo and say they're number one in. And Opie and Anthony are big at making blanket statements about New York, saying we are number one in all male demographics. Really? Is that really true? Well, I don't know. I've not seen the numbers.
No, I'd like to.
But all I know is that I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I hear it, but I never hear any actual numbers that follow that statement up. I mean, I see we're coming
on. Not to mention when we go up there. Not to mention the attitude in the building, in the hallways.
The vibe.
Yeah. You know, the vibe that is just, talk about going into an environment and trying to do your job where it's basically...
Too cool for school.
I mean, the most childish BS that we have to deal with, because you can't be professionals and just coexist. It's completely ridiculous. And because of the weak posture of management at that radio station... That's allowed to happen.
Yeah.
And you know what? A guy with a decent management style, somebody, wouldn't tolerate that crap.
Listen, I don't care if you like him or not. Stop talking about him. Stop saying that the rest of the station sucks ass. Worry about your own show. Worry about your own 8th rated show. I tell you what, you get to be number 112 plus, then you can rip on the rest of the station. And I say that because... Gee, Mike and I have done that.
Right.
Quite a few times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And even when we did it, we didn't come on and take a leak on the rest of the station.
Right.
Never. And I really have the feeling that we're on our last legs in New York.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's obvious. I mean,
so what have we got to lose by being honest with the people of New York?
Yeah, we'll be back. I'd like to be on again in New York. And I certainly hope that, I'd like to turn this situation around up at WNEW. I don't know whether it can be done when you're battling the show that does have ratings when they continuously are slamming you and positioning you. Radio stations are all about positioning. We talked about this yesterday when Don was talking about when he was a program director here, when he was programming it. The way you position it, the way you project the image, that's the way a radio station wins. And when you have a radio station that takes one of its afternoon drive parts, one of its drive times, and just completely cannibalizes another show and trashes another show, that is going to have an effect. And I'm not too big a guy or too embarrassed to mention that. I mean, it does. It's going to have an effect, and it sucks.
They've set us up to fail in New York.
It is the wrong thing to do.
They've set us up to fail in New York, and now we're going to return the favor.
I think there's a way to turn that around.
No. All we're going to do is every month when the ratings come out for Washington, we're going to read our ratings and read their ratings. That's all we're going to do.
Just the facts.
Just the facts. And if they want to work together, they can work together. And I'll read the ratings for Philly, too. You know, like I said to Ken the other day, if we're going down, we're going down in flames, baby.
Absolutely.
And I'm not even going to say this, but if we get fired at NEW, Ken gets fired. And then what if they get a real manager in there who might actually try to tell them what to do? You know.
It is one of the most ridiculously tense working environments up at WNEW in New York that I've ever experienced. Absolutely. Absolutely insane.
You know, I'll just lay the facts out one more time. We suck in New York. We're in 24th place. We're not happy about it. You guys don't suck as bad in D.C., but you suck. You're in 14th place. Let me see the stations that are beating you. And let's see the level of competition of the stations that are beating Open Anthony. PGC. That's a black station. NMJ, black station. WTOP, news. WMAL, that's Sean Hannity. WGNS, classical.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting beat by a classical station. WKYS, black. WBIG, oldies. WWDC-FM, rock and roll. Wash-FM, Celine Dion music. WHUR, black. WIHT, the worst top 40 station in the world. WRQX, Mix 107.
Hi, how you doing here?
Possibly the worst radio station, any format in the world.
In America.
In the world. WMZQ, the country station.
Amen, brother.
Yeehaw.
And then there you are in 14th place. So tell you what, climb up the ladder 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 13 notches and then bust my balls about how we suck in New York. Because we're handing you one hell of an audience, and you're turning it into S. And the show that's on after you has better ratings than you do. So what does that tell you, Opie and Anthony, and your army of 12-year-old boys on the internet? Christ. And listen, one last thing. We're roughly all the same age.
Yeah, enough of this deception.
Thank you.
This is the greatest deception that needs to be cleared up.
Stop pretending that you're not almost 40 years old. Enough with the baggy jeans and the sideways hats and the holy ass. We're so cutting edge cool. Man, I got the new Godsmack yesterday, and I was jamming on that baby all night long, and I can't believe I was so drunk last night, man. I'm so friggin' cool.
Yeah. You know, I got my 40th birthday coming up.
That's
yeah, really act your age.
They are not younger by much than we are.
Right.
They are not.
I'm not sure what both of their ages are. It's like 38, 39, something like that.
Something like that. But they like to pretend like they're 15.
Right.
Which is all right.
All right.
If that's, you know, if that's the way you're going to make your living, that's fine.
Yeah, portraying us as the old men.
Yeah, but don't bust our balls for being old when in actuality we're roughly the same age.
Right.
Roughly the same age. Just because we wear shirts with collars on them, you know, don't bust our balls.
I don't always wear shirts with collars, though. Now that it's golf season. I'll have a Colorado all summer. I will. I swear to God.
All right.
Oh, that felt good. That's a nice purge. That's really getting it off our chest.
That's the truth, right there.
Oh, and I feel like I've spent an hour in the therapist.
That's the bottom line truth.
A little justice.
And now today, I know what they'll do is they'll.
Oh, we are going to be eviscerated today. I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all.
They will spend their whole show telling New York how bad we suck, and the people from D.C., their lemmings, will call and say, "Oh, but we love you guys. You're so great."
Whatever.
Well, you know what? I judge it by the Arbotrons.
Arbotron!
And the Arbotrons say you're in 14th place.
So get ready. It'll probably be happening this afternoon. If it doesn't, fine.
And guess what?
It doesn't matter either.
If you guys want to do better in Washington, we'll help you. If you'll help us in New York.
Yeah, business.
There you go.
A business proposition.
Make a deal.
Otherwise, gee whiz, I don't know. I might just have to do what I've been doing in the afternoon recently on my way home, which is turning on WMAL to listen to Sean Hannity.
Mm-hmm.
That's a disgrace for you guys to let MAL come up from like 25th place to get beaten by Sean Hannity.
What's that, Liam?
The upside of this is the more they talk about you, the more people will tune in and go, all right, let's hear these guys who apparently suck.
Well, no, but you know what?
It's
not working because the subliminal message there for 2 years has been we suck. We are old. We are not funny. We suck. We are pussies because we went to management and asked to have a meeting with them.
Yeah, that's why we were labeled pussies.
We're not crazy rebels like them. We're not crazy rebels. We don't download an Eminem song from the internet that my kid has had for a month and get on the radio and play it and make it out like, oh man, there's going to be a cease and desist order about this because we are so scary, outrageous.
Yeah, you pummel people with the same message for enough time when you got a show that hasn't had a chance to establish itself and you're dealing with that negative energy all the time, you're never going to be able to get a toehold, and that's what's happening to us. I think there are many, many factors involved in that. I think the overall presentation of the radio station has a lot to do with it, but it certainly doesn't help us when we've got a, you know, two-man PR team bashing us on a consistent basis in New York City. That doesn't do the job.
Yeah, when they play the Titanic music, when the ratings come out, they go, boy, this station's the Titanic. Except for us, all the other shows on the station suck.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to say that about WJFK because WJFK is still a pretty decent radio station.
It's a kick-ass radio station.
A pretty decent radio station that's really underperforming an afternoon drive. Really underperforming.
Well, I think you made a good point when you said, if you guys want to work it out, let's work it out, and I think you should leave it at that.
Well, I hope we are able to do that, but when you mention what's done in New York, you have to also mention that you're talking like that up in New York, and you're also slamming your bread and butter down here in Washington, D.C. And people that listen down in Washington, D.C. that have listened to this show for, the better part of two decades, they get pissed off at that.
And
that affects the whole radio station.
I want to say to the people of Philly who have been brought into the middle of this, this is the only time you're going to hear us do this, but we had to say it one time.
We had to get it off our chest because we really feel like we have been targeted for no good reason.
And you know why
they're real men. They'll give a call.
No. Do you know why we have been so well received on WYSP in Philadelphia?
Why?
Because we didn't have two guys on the air bitching about how bad we were before we got there and once we started there.
Level playing field.
Yeah. You know what they did on WYSB? They just announced, we got a new show, the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
You know what they did? They pounded out the lineup. Said Howard, Don and Mike, Opie and Anthony.
Bam, bam, bam. All the time.
That's how they do it. And that's why the show is succeeding in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe New York doesn't like our show. I can deal with that. I've dealt with rejection before. I have failed before miserably in many jobs. No skin off my nose. I use it as a learning experience.
Yeah. But I'll tell you something. I base it on the people we talk to, and you shouldn't always do that. But I'll tell you, the people I talk to in New York that are into this show are very into this show.
Yeah.
All 0.8% of them.
Small but mighty.
Well, in that size city, that's still
a
significant number of people.
But there are people
listening. Yeah, there are some. There are some.
I mean, really. I mean, you can talk all day about it, but the fact is, we get a lot of participation from New York City, and I enjoy it.
We're just tired of the crap.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate that we got to work in that environment, and we're all tired of it. And I mean, it's a goddamn pain in the ass to go up there too. It's a pain in the ass to go up there and try to get established when you got an attitude that's permeating that radio station, an attitude where you know where people take a look at you in the hallway, certain individuals, like you have an effing disease.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Because you're the old guys from out of town.
Yeah, that's
you're
the
not young and cool,
rush.
Man. You're not cool, man. Hey, Obi, maybe we can meet at a skateboard stand. And we can discuss it. We can discuss our differences. Of course, I know if you were betraying it with me, we'd go somewhere. And they busted my balls because I offered to take them to dinner at the Palm restaurant.
Yeah, they didn't like
that. Let's drop that charade, too, boys. The working class.
Where'd they want to go?
Christ, you guys who make millions of dollars a year. Can we drop that working class BS, too? Hey, we're just normal guys that take the train into work every day.
Regular Joes.
Yeah, regular Joes. Hey, Don and Mike wanted to take us to the Palm. We're Hooters guys.
Uh-huh.
Bull ass. You're Hooters guys. Bull ass. Look at your paycheck. That ain't a Hooters paycheck.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's all positioning. Yeah, it's and it's crap.
And anyway, we're great and they suck.
In conclusion.
That's what I want to say. And anytime,
there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
And anytime management would like to make a decision between these two shows as far as who stays and who goes, we welcome it.
Amen.
If you would like to come to us and say, Infinity, if you'd like to come to us and say, gosh, you know, you now we've discovered that you're as scary out of control as Opie and Anthony.
Right.
And we can't have these two shows coexisting.
Please, we would be more than happy to go elsewhere.
To work out some sort of deal.
Thank you.
That would be fair to all parties included.
Amen, brother.
And our representatives are waiting for that call.
Standing by.
Fantastic. Standing by.
That's right, and our representative is Johnny Moonves.
Now, let's break. Let's break.
That's right, Leah doesn't know, nor does Johnny Moonves, but he is.
I feel awful now. This is now 2 days in a row. And we started the show with this inside crap.
I know it was inside crap, but I'll tell you, I speak personally here. That was fun to listen to. It is a long time coming.
Phone number 877-365-3636. We will take the 100th caller now for the celebrity bourbon, and then we'll move on with our show.
Yay.
Amen. With our show that is 24th ranked in New York and second ranked in Washington, D.C. And that's the other thing, you know, Washington, D.C. Like it's a crap market.
Uh-huh.
Hello? McFly. It's the sixth largest market in the world. McFly.
We love it here.
It's the capital of the world.
We do love these people. We've had a relationship for a long time.
Yeah. Call 100 right now, then we'll start the freak show. Good luck. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I flopped the nut straight.
That is it!
That's it? What the f*** you talking about? That's it? Take it back!
Yes! Yes. No more! No! Not tonight! This son of a bitch all night, he chick! He trapped me!
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yet! Yet!
He beat me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
Able to neutralize feminine odor. The Don and Mike Show.
Now we try. Every day.
We do.
You don't have any, do you, Leah?
What?
F-O.
F-O?
Feminine odor.
No.
I think we established that in the early shows when someone called in. You know, we were done with that.
Yeah, I gotta think, if you were lucky enough to be in that area.
I think it'd be, right where you had in your hand. Exactly.
I have
a blade.
Potpourri spray.
Right. Absolutely. Daisies. Fantastic.
Yeah. That's gotta be what it's like down there.
Of course.
Even when
I do not smell.
Mm-hmm. Even when your friend comes, it's gotta be.
Yeah. Potpourri.
I'm very obsessive about the way I smell.
Way
very insecure about that. So I.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Good for you, Leah.
That's important.
Nice.
I'm serious.
Yeah. I know, that's why I'm laughing.
Especially on the radio.
I'm just laughing while we're talking about it. It's funny.
Hygiene's always important.
Hello there, Donna Mike Show. Hello, Donna Mike. Hello.
Donna Mike.
Yeah, you're the 100th caller. What's your name, my friend?
Hey, this is the dude that prank called Opie and Anthony the other day.
You prank called Opie and Anthony?
Yeah, I was telling them that they suck and that their ratings, they're not number one.
What are the odds of this?
What's up, Don?
Wow.
I love you guys. You guys are the greatest.
This is the guy who I heard on their show the other day.
Right?
This is the guy.
I love you guys, Dynamite.
With, this guy was saying you'll never be number. They'll never be number one. You'll never be
they
number
never
one.
They said I'd be on the. They said I'd never be on WNEW again too, and I am right now, aren't I?
This is what's up, Dynamite?
You didn't prank call them. You just called them with the truth.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
How did you get on the air with them? Because I know they never take unscreened calls.
I lied, of course.
What did you say you wanted to talk about?
They were talking to some retard on the phone, you know, which was their, funny little bit of the day.
Yeah.
Supposed to be a great little bit, so I called and said that, I had known who that was, and I had a tape of her, which I didn't. But they bought it, and they put me on the air.
Gotcha. So then you got on the air, and you said, and this is when Lisa and I were listening. We heard you saying, well, you'll never be as great as Donna Mike are.
Yeah.
You'll never be number one. And,
yeah.
And
I was being, you know, funny as well, but it's true. True, they won't have your ratings in D.C. ever.
And then they fought back, but
right.
You know, I mean, yeah. but that's not the only time that this has happened.
Right.
I mean, just
right.
I want to make that clear to our listeners that just this douchebag here, who happens to be the caller 100 right now.
Right. Exactly.
He led them into a discussion.
Yeah, so I mean, we will cut them some slack on.
However, they also could have done what we have done, which is just
tell the truth.
In the past, when someone calls us in the past, and we have been called about Opie and Anthony, we generally say. Their show is fine.
And just move on.
We have no problem.
Right.
We've been doing
your show. I hear the little jabs here and there.
Right.
You all never say anything about them. You know, you try to support the station like a good radio show should, which they're not doing. And, you know, I'm sick of it.
But you know what? In all good faith, I can't let you win a contest.
Because
this sounds like 100% setup.
All right, I mean, that's cool. I just wanted to get on the air and tell them they suck and you all do rule. We love you in Washington.
This is a true fan. That's why he's honoring your decision not to reward him with a prize. But, you know, call back some other time and you'll win a prize.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
You'll get through, too.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah. Listen, you're the 100th caller.
Who, me?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I hung up on the other guy because the other guy's the guy that called Opie and Anthony.
So you're the 100th caller. How do you feel about that?
I'm not the 100th caller.
Yo, now please turn your radio down because you're probably still listening to us.
Yeah, I'm catching a delay.
Right.
Yeah.
Turn your radio down, D.A.
Turn your radio down. It's time for you to participate in a radio game.
What is your name?
Mine?
What is your problem?
You know what, Mike? I am going to go to another caller.
God.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
It's one
Hello.
Of those. See, now everybody's jumping off because they thought we had a winner. Turn your radio down.
Turn it down, please.
It's down.
Thanks. What's your name?
John.
Johnny, where are you from?
I'm from the middle of nowhere out in Pennsylvania. I'm listening to you guys on YST.
Beautiful. Johnny, you've won the Mulholland Drive prize pack.
Greatest lesbian scene in the world.
Yes. Don't miss Mulholland Drive premiering on pay-per-view May 24th.
Damn! Hell yeah!
Comcast in demand and Cox
what
cable.
The hell was that?
I think he likes it.
Did you say something about lesbians?
Lesbians.
Yeah! Bring it on! I can't go.
I will tell you right now, sir, if you enjoy a good lesbian scene in a movie, both Rob and I were angry at the movie due to its plot line. Yes. It was very difficult to follow. However, if you skip like Mr. Skin would do right to the lesbian scene, you won't be disappointed.
Oh, Mr. Skin will be on the show today as well.
Oh, don't worry about that. I won't be skipping that.
All right, here you go. Now you're going to play for $10,000. As the jackpot continues to decrease.
Yeah.
This is rough, you know, guys. This is some rough stuff, man.
On the celebrity board. Well, you got to understand that until the jackpot gets to a manageable amount, I can't. Although, you know what? I am going to give a clue.
No.
At $20,000.
Isn't it $10,000 today?
It's a $10,000 clue.
What?
He's a man.
He's a man.
And let me say, he's a man's man.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Okay. There's your clue. You can thank me on your way to the bank.
I'm going to ask you to do something you're not real good at. Pay attention, okay?
You can thank me on the way to the bank, and then as you leave the jewelry store with a suitcase full of diamonds, after you win $10,000,
right.
I'll play you the verb, please don't answer, until Mike sings like...
Judy Garland.
And here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. And not only is he a man, he is a man's man. Mike.
The road gets tough.
Hey.
Yeah.
Thank
okay,
you.
Now here you
yeah,
go.
Very much. Thank you.
For $10,000, for $10,000, who is that?
Oh, see, I'm just going to take a guess. I have two guesses in my mind, but
right,
I'm just going to say Arnold Schwarzenegger, but that's probably wrong.
It is. Go with the other one.
All right. I don't know his name. That little guy, he has a real annoying voice. He's, oh, man, what the hell is his name?
Jeremy Coleman?
No. That little short annoying guy, he's kind of gay looking. Oh, man,
from what?
I don't
from
know.
Where?
Thank you,
my friend. Thank you.
Hey, take it easy, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. And don't forget that every guest is a clue for you.
It's fun when someone who really enjoys the gaming calls in, isn't
absolutely.
It? He loves the game.
Give me the beeper. I like it when you speak to a young lawyer.
Give me the beeper.
Lesbian!
Okay, we're going to start. We're going to start the freak show now.
All right, we're starting the freak show.
Our listeners are coming down to perform various acts of delight and wonder. And we're going to start with a big one today. We're not going to... we've got a bunch of people here. But we're going to start with the guy who's going to use colorful pushpins and pushpin his nutsack into
his
leg.
Well, I think he already has, right? Yeah. He already has. He can't do it here. He's already done this. He's going to show it to us.
Now, Leah, we are going to take a digital picture of this and instant message it to you.
Yeah, I have the computer up now.
So you're going to be able to see it relatively quickly.
Okay.
Wheel the guy in, Lisa. Wheel him in, please.
Man, the lights are bright in here right now. Look at this guy.
Meeting sign in. Hi, grab that microphone. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Mike. What's happening?
Mike, where are you from?
I'm from, I guess I'll say, Rockville, Maryland.
Now, Mike's wearing a Johnny Knoxville t-shirt, and is he a hero of yours?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Yeah.
Right?
Along the lines, you know, Johnny Knoxville, Steve-O.
What do you like doing that kind of stuff, right?
I've been known to be a jackass. Yeah.
All right, very good.
So what you've done is you have taken your nutsack,
yes,
and with colorful pushpins,
yes,
you have attached it to your leg?
No, I didn't do the leg.
I simply put the pushpins into the...
Yeah, kind of like a, what do you call it, like a quill, you know, where you do the...
All right, well...
Mike, are you in any pain right now?
It's a little awkward, yeah.
May we see?
I mean, I can... If you want, I can stick it into my leg, too, if you like. But
no, that's okay.
No, that's okay.
You can't do anything like that once you're in the studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike, the human pin bag.
Should I wait for Buzz? Buzz, you want an up-close view of this, or...
Yeah, Buzz is coming in from the
Buzz
studio.
Is running.
Lisa does.
Okay.
Guys out there, don't be jealous. Lisa's right here, standing right next to me, so...
Very good.
And honey, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Are you married, man, Mike?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Hi, Jody.
Go ahead, pin.
Okay.
Pinball.
I did it a special red, white, and blue colors. I'll just try to get the sack out so it doesn't...
Oh, okay, so we don't have to see all...
Oh, God! Oh, God, there's blood! Oh, God!
I'm patriotic.
I love you, Leah. I hope you like this. Oh,
he has,
my.
I'm waiting for a picture.
Okay, he has...
Mike,
okay.
Come closer.
No,
put it back in.
Jesus,
Take it out.
Oh, there was blood.
He has red, white, and blue pushpins in his bean bag.
There was blood.
That is one of the horrible things I've ever seen.
I lost two pushpins somewhere in the lobby, so if anybody feel them, please send them to Don and Mike, and they'll mail them to you. Thank you.
Hey, was that an incredible act for the first of our show?
Great first.
Great start. Mike, I got to hand it to you, man. Man, you
get out of here.
You got balls.
Leah, be glad you're not here.
Oh, my God, Leah, you would have been freaked out.
These photographs will be available at WNEW.com.
And the freak show is on the way.
And WYSP.com.
Underway, I should say. My God, I couldn't. You know when I... Oh, yeah. Okay, see you later. He knew he got me, didn't he?
It was...
It was very much like Ben Stiller, if you've seen Something About Mary.
Yes, exactly.
The scene where Ben Stiller gets his nuts stuck in his zipper.
Right.
That's all we saw was that part of the guy.
He didn't drop trout. What he did was pull it out from the side.
Yeah. He pulled it out, and right there was a red and a white and a blue. Are you seeing the picture, Leah?
No. Lisa said she can't connect. She'll email them.
She'll email.
And she said, yes, there is blood.
There is blood, yeah. And I will tell you, that is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
It looked like the worst taffy pull in the world.
And it looked like, seriously, there had to be pain.
Well, did you see the way he walked into the studio?
Yeah, he was in a lot. And he had, like, how many were there? Like, eight of them? It looked like about eight pushpins.
I thought I saw five.
Really?
Of course, I looked, and then I looked away.
I looked away, and I guess, you know what the key when a guy comes in like that is for me to pretend it doesn't bother me, because then he won't be a, hey, can I come closer?
And then they'll play to you.
But he's
they do love to play to you.
Because I get so totally grossed out by that.
Tin bag.
Buzz, I guess so. What we all have to do right now is, or should we wait till the end of vote?
We should wait till the end.
No, you should wait.
We should wait till the very end, and then we should make our vote.
Particularly since Leah hasn't seen the evidence yet. If you don't.
Yeah. But I'm making my notes. Mike, push pin to ball.
I'm telling you, the guy is fantastic.
Probably one of the, he is definitely
one of the best we've ever had.
One of the best we've ever had.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
His attitude.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
Yeah, how can you guys just blast Opie and Anthony like that? I mean, listen, I'm from Philly, and I don't know much about you guys in the past.
How can we blast them like that? Well, you haven't heard it.
Right? Yeah, I mean, what I heard from it, like, I never heard really them guys blast you like that.
Well, then you...
But, I mean, I listen to them, and I think they're hysterical.
I'm glad you think so, but if you've heard them in Philly, you've only heard them for what, about 6 months?
Yeah, probably like 8 or 9 months.
All right, well, then you've not heard... I don't think they've been on that long. You've not heard all of the past battles we've had with them.
Like, I mean, I know they can go after Howard Stern, and they can go after other people. I see how they can get with their little army and everything, but...
Their army of 12-year-olds on the computer. Listen,
12-year-old Gary.
The point is, a lot of it is you have to listen for the subtle jabs, since they've been instructed to try to be team players.
Yeah,
well, and then, I don't understand. See, I mean, I know how they were, what they said about Washington. They said they came into Washington in a bad situation because you guys basically control all of Washington, D.C., because you guys been on there the longest.
That's right. We're all powerful in Washington, D.C.
No, I'm saying, so they sat there and said they have, like, they can't get by you in Washington, D.C., but are the ratings? What are they in New York again?
Well, see, the problem is...
Their rating in New York is eighth place.
Eighth place.
The problem is that attitude. That's the problem. And we got fed up with the subtle digs about... You know, our ratings being bad in New York, which we know, which we've never kept a secret, and we get very frustrated. Their attitude is we're in their way. We have wanted, and we said months ago, that we wanted to work together with these guys, whether they like us personally, whether they like our show. We wanted to work with them, and we wanted to just do that. We wanted to have a truce like we have with Howard. Well, the little digs and the comments about our ratings have been going on and going on and going on, and while Don was program director here, he didn't say anything about it. And then finally, when he's not program director, it's like a lot of stuff needs to be said that should have been said a long time ago.
I didn't say stuff because I'm thinking about the best interest of this radio station.
Right. So your guys' jobs are on the line now?
Well, not our jobs, but our syndication in New York is in a rather tenuous position.
But we've known that anyway.
Yeah. And what about Philly? Are you guys going to stay on in Philly?
Yeah, listen, we're not going anywhere. They're not going to fire us. Because we talked about Opie and Anthony.
Opie and Anthony have talked about us. We've talked about Opie and Anthony.
So you guys can't, because Opie and Anthony, I like them, but they don't seem to get along with, like, they don't get along with Howard, they don't get along with you guys.
You know what? That
should tell you something.
And that's the deal. They don't get along. They get along with Ron and Fez because
they're after them. So
Ron and Fez don't threaten them. You know.
So I mean, what about you guys get along with Howard? What's Howard's ratings in New York?
Howard's ratings in New York, Howard, I think, is second or third.
He's second or third?
Second or third.
I mean, we really tried to be company guys about this, but at a certain point, you know, when you're not getting any support from management, you got to tell it the way it is. And you get tired of being, you know, slapped at and tired of being run down. And, you know, we like to tell it the way it is. And this is the first time we've really done that.
And if you're a listener of them, even for the last 6 months, you certainly must have heard when they've discussed WNEW and what an awful station it is, and how
they always say,
and how they're the only show on the station that has any ratings, and all of the other shows stink. Well, guess what? We're one of the other shows.
Yeah, you're on WNEW.
Yeah, exactly.
Correct. And, and we're, you know, that is damaging, and we don't like it. And,
aren't all three of you guys on WNEW?
No, Howard's not on NEW.
Oh.
Which is, to me, the biggest, the stupidest move of all. Yeah. What they should do is just move all the shows to K-Rock and move the music to NEW, but they'll never do it. They'll never do it because they'll never do
it. Oh, my God, I just got the picture.
It's the right thing to do.
You see
Oh, yeah. My God.
You know, Leah, there would seem to be only one word.
Oh, my God.
There would be only one word that you use rather... I think you use that word better than anybody else that would describe that picture.
Wait, wow.
Wow!
That's the word. How about that, Leah, huh?
Put them out.
Yeah, now everybody else...
Not great.
Everybody else is going to be able to see...
Leah Remini does not disappoint.
Everybody else will be able to see that.
Wow!
See that picture on WNEW later today.
Oh, my God.
All right, I got to let you go. I'll see you later.
I hope you guys... I hope you two can work it out because that way everything's
Yeah, we do too. We do too.
So do I.
I doubt it after today, though. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope you don't work it out, actually.
That's funny.
Listen, I called you guys about 8 months ago, and I was getting ready to bust Opie and Anthony's balls, and you guys cut me off. So just to vouch for how you know, you were loyal to the station.
It served no purpose at the time. Right. All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. I really don't want to devote the show to
I don't either, especially when we got a guy that's got, you know, pushpins in his sack.
Hello, Don and Mike.
The show is jam-packed with goodness today.
Yes, it is.
Hello.
Hey, wasn't whenever y'all first went up to WNEW in the first place, weren't y'all praising, you know, saying how good the Opie and Anthony show were, and whenever you came back to DC?
We was doing that. We was saying how good it were. And then what happened was one day, if you really want to know what really pissed us off, we got in a fight with them, and for whatever reason our show wasn't on the air. But I think we had a fight with Ken and pulled our show off the air, NEW. We didn't want to be a part of it because of the way that all the crap that was going down. They took that tape, which had never aired on WNEW, and played it.
Right.
Which is, at very least, something that one broadcaster doesn't do to another broadcaster, even if you hate the broadcaster. At that point, we were not employed by WNEW. We pulled the show off WNEW because we were pissed off about the way we were being jerked around, and they got a tape. They got the tape of the show and played it on the air. And then when we went to management and said, hey, that's not right, management said, hey, guess what? You're right. That's not right. And we said, great, what are you going to do about it? And they said, nothing.
And that's the way it's always been.
And I said, great, then I'd like an apology. You know, simply because, you know, it's a stand-up thing to do. It's a manly thing to do. That's what really started it. I mean, the real fight was them, besides all the BS. Yeah, and you're right. When we first went on, we coexisted. But really, to be honest, the hands that went out as far as offering an olive branch was us to them.
Right.
Never them to us.
Right.
And even then, we were rebuffed.
You know, and the one thing they said, been going off and raving out, when we signed out in Philadelphia, so they didn't like our show. You know, they said that, too. They've come out and said that, which we have never done about their show. We have never said that.
I want to see more freaks.
All right.
Hey, one more quick thing?
No. See, when someone says one more quick thing,
that's right, trouble. Exactly.
That's a sign they got to be cut off.
Yeah.
And, Leah, I pleasure myself every Monday night.
Stand by. We have to break now. We're going to bring in a couple more freaks, and then we're going to mix it up. We're going to have Robert the mailman come in.
Oh, my God.
With his racist porno.
There's a lot going on here today. Mm-hmm.
And also Mr. 40 and Grady Smoker here.
And I need a picture of them, too. I need to see who I am talking to.
You will. When you come back, everybody, we will meet Nate, who is double-jointed, who can do that thing where he makes himself... Like
his
walk around.
Make his shoulders touch
or
something.
Sure what he does.
Yeah.
And Mike, for you.
Oh, I'm so excited.
The monkey paw left foot guy is here.
Yeah, but I should point out that so far, the webbed footed man.
The web boy.
Who I was going to give $50 to is not here.
I
know.
He'll be here.
But maybe he'll show up.
He's on his way.
Oh, they're always on their way.
We got to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He blows all right. He blows big time.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Anything else?
That's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
God loves the Don and Mike Show.
He's a big fan. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, Don and Mike?
All right, my friend.
Hey, man, I just heard the other callers talking about Snoopy and Anthony, and I don't know. I've never heard you guys exchange words or anything, man, but I know you guys are the best. I get off work at 2:30 around here. I live in Springfield, man. All I know is I listen to Buzz's made-up news stories, and, you know, I turn WJFK off, man. I think those guys stink.
All right, listen, I don't want to turn this whole show into this whole dumb O&A thing.
No, we got freaks to deal with.
Hello,
today.
Don and Mike Show. I'm just taking calls here while we're waiting for freaks to bring in the next freak.
We got lots of freaks. They've been limping and gimping
bring
into
in the
building.
Freaks.
Bring them on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
And Leah. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
I don't disagree with the sentiment, sir, but you can't say the word effing.
You can't say that on the radio, sir.
See, Leah, did you hear that?
Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I'm just calling because I used to live in New Jersey and listen to Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
And then I moved down to Baltimore, and now I listen to you guys all 4 hours every day.
Well, that's very nice.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Where is
love the controversy. People,
yes.
You know, Leah, they, you were asking, you know, why do you do this? I mean, this is kind of what people, you can hear it. They get into it no matter what it is.
People love to hate.
I mean, people really love to hate. That's right, Buzz.
We could take the next 4 hours.
Rob is applauding.
No, but the thing is, people are not really hating. People are calling in and saying that you're right, that you didn't talk
right
about them.
Exactly.
So that's kind of nice.
Let's get back. Hold on. For goodness sakes, that's like the Gorilla song.
I wanted that was Yogi Bear.
Ma, it was close. One of the monsters, a freak show. There we go. Let's get back to the freak show now.
That is perfect freak show music, incidentally.
Let's say hello to Nate. Hey, Nate.
How you doing?
Hey, doing great. And where are you from?
Ken Island.
Speak a little closer to the microphone there, Nate.
Ken Island.
Ken Island, Maryland. I used to live on Ken Island.
Really?
Lived in Stevensville.
Your talent is that you are double-jointed? Double-jointed in your arms. Now, are you the guy who couldn't adequately describe yesterday to us what you can do?
For the most part, it's like... Yeah. Backwards jump roping, but not jump roping.
Backwards jump roping.
So he's jump roping with his arms. I've seen similar things. This is hard to watch.
All right.
A little creepy.
Do you want to take your shirt off to do this?
Yeah. All right, he's going to take his shirt off to do this. This is Nate, and Lisa will be taking out. Oh, I see the tats on there. Look at that tat. Yeah, all right.
What is that?
Very good.
A nice Aryan tat? What is that?
What is that tat? What does that mean? It's not anything evil, is it?
I have not.
Really? What is it, Nate? Nate, speak into the microphone, please.
Tattoo.
Click, click, click.
Tattoo. Okay, all right. He's ready to start. Now he's got the double jointed arms going.
And actually, he's going through his head.
Now, whoa, bro.
Freaky.
Oh, he did it again. Oh, man. Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, enough.
Now, Leah, you're going to see these pictures.
I don't know if the pictures are going to do it justice.
And everybody at home is going to see these pictures at NEW or YSP.
Leah, were we able to communicate what the guy was doing with his shoulders?
He
locked his fingers together.
In front of him. Then he put his hands behind his head.
And actually walked through his arms. He made a jump rope with his arms.
A loop.
And he put his whole body through the loop.
Yeah.
That's how double jointed
it
is.
Like he jumped rope with his own arms.
Exactly.
I've seen that before.
He just did that thing where
creepy, ain't it?
And now look what he's doing now.
He's doing something where he's
climbing on the wall. Spider-Man.
Was that good?
He's put himself in a human straitjacket.
Yeah, he's actually got... That is incredible. That is truly incredible. Can you pop him back, please?
I didn't see that part, so I don't know.
There you go, Buzz. Well, you're looking at it right now, Buzz.
There.
Oh, God.
I didn't. Thank God I did not.
Behind his back.
Nate, we give you a round of applause. That's a fantastic job. Two great freaks in a row today.
Wow. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Good freak.
Way to go. The entire Eastern Shore is proud of you there, Nate. Good job.
And thank you, Nate.
Go down and get some crabs and some oysters.
Hey, Rob.
There you go.
Make sure even if Nate doesn't win, we give him a bar of soap.
Yes, absolutely. And Nate had the gift of gab also. Yeah. Can you describe what you did?
Yes.
No, no, click, click.
A major BO happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially when you turn that armpit basically inside out.
Right. Yeah. Forces the smell out.
Well, maybe he was nervous.
Yes,
ready,
of course.
Sure. Get ready to say hello to Sean.
Sean, what is Sean doing?
Monkey paw left foot.
Oh my God, a monkey paw left foot. This is exciting.
And of course, the freak show, the talent show today. The grand prize is a 3-day, 4-night trip for two to Key West, courtesy of Corona Light, airfare, hotel.
Monkey paw, boy.
Relax and enjoy a Corona Light. And to make sure you have a great time in Florida, we're throwing in $1,000.
That'll do it. Here he comes, the monkey paw. You know, you're walking with a little limp there, right? Is that because of the monkey paw?
Yeah, I ended up taking off the shoe just so it could be out for you.
Wow, incredible.
And your name is Sean?
Yeah, that's right.
Hi, Sean, where are you from?
I am moving to Falls Church as of the first of the month.
Fine-looking all-American boy, this Sean here.
That's what I've been told.
Congratulations. Yeah, so God really screwed you over in the foot lottery, huh?
I was in a bad car wreck. I was hit head-on by a big truck at 70 miles per hour and shattered every bone in the foot, so it was down to, like, sawdust, and they rebuilt it.
Oh, okay, so this wasn't you were born with. This is actually the result of it, so you're lucky to be alive.
And yeah.
All right, let's see your monkey paw foot.
All right, here we go. Are we going to take this?
Lisa taking a picture.
All right. Car starts there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Good-looking foot.
I've seen worse.
I know you got your foot messed up. Is it hard to walk? Do you feel pain in that foot all the time?
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to suck.
It's kind of messed up.
You know, I will tell you, they did a great... You know, I'm going to tell you, the doctors, they did a good job. I mean, it's like... Now, was your whole leg shattered, too?
No, just the foot.
Just the foot was messed up?
They thought they were going to have to amputate it, and...
Wow, but now you got it. It's, you know, they did a pretty good... Yeah, it's all kind of gnarled, and, you know, it looks like the knuckle there, that kind of gets irritated all the time, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's making my blood turn cold a little bit.
Yeah, it's gross. I don't know.
It ain't as disturbing. I was thinking, when I thought monkey paw, I was waiting for that thumb, you know, to jut out from the side and stuff like that. But put it down, please.
It is very monkey-like, though.
Look at that monkey paw, Lancelot Link, secret chimp.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Nice meeting you, my friend.
A wonder of modern medicine.
I can't see the pictures.
They are coming to you as fast as possible.
Hey, Leah, that was my Lancelot Link impression. Did it sound like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, it didn't.
Thank you.
Apes!
Apes, that's right. There we go. Yes,
Apes.
That was disturbing. That was a pretty smashed up... Yeah, it was a smashed up foot.
Dynamite show.
Now, did it happen?
Sorry?
Hold on. It's a crying guy.
Crying man.
Hello?
Hello.
We're here with you.
I'm not a freak. I'm not a freak.
I know you're not a freak. It's okay.
Leah.
Yeah.
I love the King of Queens, man.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And you're so hot in that magazine, like the Stuff magazine with your nipples and everything.
He's crying. He's so overjoyed. Wow.
I love you on the show. I don't care what other people say.
Oh, now don't say that.
Come on now. Everybody loves Leah.
I'm just saying this. You know,
get a grip on yourself.
Stop crying.
Pull it together, man. No, we know you love Leah. Why are you having so much trouble talking to her?
Mike?
Yeah, what is it, sir? You're worse today than you've ever been before. What's going on? What can I do to help you?
Don't yell at me, Mike.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
There's really no need for that, Mike.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm okay with you, man. I really am.
You listen to Ms. Remini.
I will.
All right.
I will never yell at you again. Okay?
All right, we're going to go now.
Buzz?
Yes, crying man.
You got any weed?
Of course I do. You know it'll help.
As always, is out. Hello, Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
You guys rule.
Thanks.
I don't know what those other guys' deals is. You know, they're just like busting balls for no obvious reason.
Maybe.
It's like the Yankees throwing baseballs at each other's heads. It just wouldn't work out on the field.
No.
And you know, as a matter of fact, to get back to this whole thing,
one of the analogies that I brought up in one of the countless worthless meetings I've had with the worthless, moronic, brainless, ballless managers in this company.
Come on, say what you mean.
Yeah, don't sugarcoat it.
I said at one point, I said, anybody in this room a football fan? Some of them raised their hands.
Their dove-like hands were raised.
I said, perhaps, how many have heard, keep your hands up now if you've heard of the Oakland Raiders? And they kept their hands up. I said, how many of you, keep your hands up now, how many of you heard of John Madden? Right. And they all kept their hands up, and I said, now, I'm sure you all know the story that the Oakland Raiders, when John Madden was the coach, they were a team that didn't like each other.
Right.
And all the hands are still in the air, and I said, yet John Madden was able to get those 40 men
right
to go out on Sunday
and work together.
And work together as a team.
Amen.
Yet Ken Stabler hated Mark Van Egan, and Dave Casper hated Lyle Alzado. And at this point, one of them just said, can we put our hands down now?
As soon as the Dave Casper, the hands started to go down, right?
Yeah, but the point was, and I'm, sure. And I'm getting your point about the Yankees, it would be like if, you know, let's say a guy just hits a little dribbler and it goes back to Roger Clemens, and instead of throwing it to first base, he turns and throws the ball directly at Derek Jeter's head.
There you go.
Good. That is the question.
Yeah.
Hey, Leah.
Yeah.
Hey, since you've, you know, gone down to doing radio now,
yeah.
How soon will it be until you're giving enemas?
Two.
Now wait. Now wait a minute.
That's
you were making
fantasy.
It was going in the right direction. You were talking about the worthless quality of being a radio performer, but then you did the first rule of comedy. You laughed at your own joke. Red Skelton used to do that. You're losing your head.
And don't forget, Leah said to who? Which means it's not out of the question.
You know, and incidentally,
like
is that the logical jumping point? Do you go from radio to enema giving right away? Is that the
I
way?
Guess.
I don't know.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
I'm just being educated.
Yes, you are.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. I was wondering if I could take a shot at that that burp.
Oh, let me see. Oh, I know who you are. You're the guy who, when you go to McDonald's, what you do is you just push everyone else out of line and say, I need my Big Mac right now.
Right? You know, we have a protocol. We take caller 100 every now and then so you can play. And when we do that, you're going to have to try. You see?
You can't just play when you want. Just like when you go to McDonald's, you can't just push other people out of the way to get your food.
Unless, of course, we have made allowances in some of our guessing games when you offer to come down here, and if you get a free guess without having to wait in line and you lose, you have to do something along the lines of shaving all your body hair or, you know, walking naked down the street.
I say, just wait for caller 100, my brother.
Okay, thanks a lot, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, now I got some pictures here.
All right, now what are you seeing, Leah?
Okay, I saw Robert.
The angry mailman?
Blinging.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bling, right. Oh, okay. So you see a picture of Robert. Okay. He's here. He's not on the show yet.
I'm liking
here.
Robert. Mm-hmm. I'm liking Robert.
Okay. Very good. Oh, that's dangerous.
Let's see. Talk to him.
I got a picture of Grady. And
Grady
I like
Smoke.
Grady.
Right.
And Grady, he's got some braids going.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I like him too. Okay.
You see
Mr. 40.
Yeah.
Like him too.
Very good.
Okay. He's got a bald head. It works.
Yeah.
Tattoo.
He
works.
Does, right. Mm-hmm.
Then I got a picture of some white guy. And I go, who the hell is that?
That was probably
just
one of
our... white guy.
Who is
it? Was Joe.
Joe Artinger? Now, why did they send a picture of Joe?
And I don't... It was... okay. Then Lisa, who really has dressed up nicely today,
yes,
showing a little calf.
Yeah.
She looks really cute today.
Why are they wasting time sending you pictures of Joe and Lisa?
Well, I think we've been talking about Joe so much on the show.
No, it's good to have pictures. Now I know who I'm talking to. When I go left by five down to the left nine.
What's your impression of the picture of Joe, Leah?
Joe, I thought I had a totally different picture of
now,
Joe.
Be honest.
I didn't know he was just like, just a blonde guy.
Hey,
yeah,
honey, be
cute.
Honest. Let's say
what?
I was to show you this picture.
Yeah.
And now, really, I'm serious. Please be 100% serious. Let's say that I was to say to you, Leah, I want you to sign an autographed picture for my retarded cousin, Joe.
Yeah.
If I was to show you that picture, would you believe Joe Artinger's retarded?
No.
You would not believe he's retarded?
No.
He looks like a pleasant young man.
Yeah, I'd like to see, you know, some of those. Remember some of those pictures Joe had taken of himself?
When he went with the sunglasses? When he went to celebrity...
photos?
What do they call those things at the mall?
Glamour shot. Glamour shot, but I believe that was taken by Joe's professional photographer brother.
Ah, there you go. Fantastic. The one with the glasses is my favorite.
That is nice.
Mm-hmm. Leah, do you have the pictures of the double-jointed guy or the monkey paw guy yet?
They're coming right now.
They're on the way.
It's transferring.
Hello, Donna Mike.
It's now downloading.
Yeah, hello. I was wondering why you guys are gimping on ONA so bad.
Hey, why are we gimping on them, man?
Yeah, you are so what late to the party on that, too. God.
You know, if we're gimping on that, I think we explained ourselves pretty well.
I don't think you should go into it again, because obviously the guy's not listening. People are on your side.
They went into it.
They did the thing. Honey, it was like an hour. They're justified in what they said.
I know, but they've been on in Philly a lot longer than you guys. And
but Bubba, like the waypoint between New York and D.C.
What does it mean that they've been on in Philly longer than we have? BFD.
Well, I learned to tolerate them, and they kind of grew on me like you guys did, and I kind of like both shows.
Thank you. Well, then, you know what? Then perhaps...
Fantastic.
I'm glad you like both shows. Then you are the model listener for the Infinity Radio plan.
Gee, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
See you later.
There's a plan.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Good time. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Talk about being company men. Didn't you guys switch to middays for Opie and Anthony?
Negative.
You didn't.
Okay. Now, the real reason we went to middays was to get live clears in New York and Philadelphia. That's the reason. But... you know, that happened at the same time that Opie and Anthony came aboard and did afternoons here in Washington.
Now that's another great fallacy that I don't know if it's perpetuated by them, but it's thrown out there that we gave up our time slot. The truth of the matter is, if we had stayed an afternoon drive, they would have put Opie and Anthony on WHFS in Washington. That's a fact. And we were ready for that.
They gave us the opportunity. They said, would you like to do, you know, middays? He said, well, we'd make the move out of a drive time slot if it meant going on in the two large markets of New York and Philadelphia. Those were the guaranteed markets
live,
where we were going to go on live. And I think as a lot of people that listen to this show regularly know, it was like pulling teeth to make them, you know, get us on in Philadelphia finally. And when we went on in Philadelphia, things have been great, and as we always knew it would.
Right. And as you said, it proves your strength that we'll follow you guys wherever you go.
Absolutely, and thank you, my friend.
That's fun, and we are really, and you know, mentioning the ratings again, it is so much fun to realize that we are right on the verge of being number one, the first show in Washington, maybe in anywhere in the country that has been number one in three different time slots.
And not a made-up number one. Number one, 12 plus.
Yeah, the beauty contest, and we won't let you know until we know for sure. That
the real ratings. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys, I have a message for all these people calling us low in the showdown.
Yeah.
Really, who asked you?
Yeah. We're definitely at that stage now. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike. Well, I'm just waiting to find out what's next. If it's going to be a freak.
And I'm waiting to see if my web foot boy has finally got
it. Yeah. Hey, Robbie, will you check on the freaks?
Yeah. But we
don't point at the clock like a mental patient, right? Because I know that we have to do a commercial set.
We do.
Please try to do something. You big Herman Munster feet.
With his Birkenstock sandals today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I've got some audio of Matt Lauer's sister boxing last night. Would you like to hear it?
Matt Lauer? You mean China?
Yeah.
All right, very good.
Them boxing matches last night, that was some entertainment, man.
It was entertaining. I did not care for the Manute Bol William Refrigerator Barry bout. I really would have liked to see maybe... one punch.
I love Screech.
Oh, what happened there?
I love Screech just pounding Horseshack.
Wow. Screech beat the crap out of Horseshack.
Pounding him.
Beating him up bad. You see his eyes?
And anybody knows how much Horseshack looks like Barry Manilow? and Darva Conger.
Darva Conger.
She kicked Olga Corbett's ass.
Yeah, that you knew.
No,
that was
she didn't.
Hurt.
Yes, she did.
Are you kidding me?
And really, really, the girl should have beaten Joey Buttafuoco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
I think he won.
Because they gave it to him, but really at one point,
right,
it was unfair because she was boxing him, and what he did was, like I guess he does with a lot of women, he just reached over and grabbed her like a chew toy and threw her on the ground.
Body slammed her.
Body slammed her.
That wasn't real fair, was it?
No. But I want to tell you, I'm riveted to it. I can't wait for Celebrity Boxing 3.
Celebrity Boxing is, you know, absolutely riveting television. I really
love it. Love it. Absolutely love it.
Hey, there's a follow-up to that earthquake tape from last week.
Oh, are you the guy that called CNN?
Yeah.
No,
Fox News.
Fox News, okay.
Yeah, there's an update to it on my website, eastcoastblog.com.
All right, we'll check it out.
You want to hear China?
Yeah, real fast.
I think that it really sends a huge message out there. It gives strength to tons of women who are watching out there, especially since it's Joey Buttafuoco, because I think there's a few women out there who would love to live vicariously through me.
There you go. There's China. Jody Lauer. And also, here's China.
That's
Chinese.
Are we all in agreement? The funniest language on the planet?
It's the best.
I hate to split hairs, but I think the previous host in this time slot had it right. It's Joey Buttafuoco.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Here's what we have coming up next on the Freak Show. Not a Mike Freak Show for you.
Webfoot Man?
You sit down and cross your legs, Mike, because coming up, Edith, who has the crack house porn tape.
Very good.
All right.
Chris, who will put a nail in his nose.
Very exciting.
With a hammer, put a nail in his nose. He's already got the nail in his nose?
Yeah, he can't do that in here.
Oh, he's already got it in his nose. Can he take it out when he's in here?
I don't see why not.
I don't either.
Mike,
very good.
Get ready.
Should I reach into my wallet?
Get ready.
You're toying.
Not only.
Yeah.
Webbed feet.
Right.
Webbed toes.
Yeah.
Two different people. Two
really?
Different web boys.
Well, the guy from Philadelphia is the guy that I owe the money to, so I will pay him $50 when he comes in here.
Webbed feet.
I'm getting a picture of the guy in the accident, the foot.
Yeah, pretty nasty, isn't it?
Oh, that's a monkey.
Lordy Lord.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, Lord.
Love
Lord.
It.
That's cool.
Wow.
Oh, Lord. Hold on, everybody. We'll be back with Edith and Dennis and Austin and Chris. They are the next contestants in the...
Oh, man.
That's cool. So they're next in the Freak Show. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gee whiz, gang. Looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
A wop, bop-a-loopa, a wop, bam, boom.
Right.
Don't listen if you're fuzzless behind the zipper. The Don and Mike Show.
Phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Philadelphia, WYSP. Your phone number is coming very soon. DC, WJFK, 202-432-1067. New York, the island, WNEW, 877-692-1027.
Oh, what a day.
When they change the format of the station, that's what they should call it. They should make it
the island, Caribbean music.
Island 102.
Reggae man.
The island.
Welcome. You're listening to the island. WNEW, New York.
Stay tuned for the Opie and the Anthony. The only talk show on the island.
But until then, need some more that fine reggae music. Here we go.
You're listening to The Island 102.7 WNEW.
Pineapple Princess, he calls me Pineapple Princess all day.
All right, enough of that. I don't want to be the one to break the news, but I'm afraid we're going to have to bump Robert the Angry Mailman.
Oh, my God.
You tell him.
And his KKK porno until tomorrow.
We got
why?
We have too much going on?
We have Mr. Skin on the line.
Mm-hmm.
We have...
Oh, come on. Oh, why?
Well, he's coming in tomorrow, Lee. He's going to be here tomorrow.
We get it. People are naked in the movies.
I forgot you don't like Mr. Skin.
Wow, he caught a slip of a nipple. Wow.
Leah.
So exciting.
Leah, you know best. But if it's not...
No, it's not that I know best. It's just that it's not... I mean, I don't say anything.
Leah, really, no. Listen, honey, you know best. But if it's not too late, please, you fill the 3 to 4 minutes that we would share with Mr. Skin. Please, but before it's too late, we appreciate your helpful insights.
Yes, we do. We do indeed. Hello?
Okay, so let's move on with Mr. Skin, because we...
Well, it's a contractual obligation.
And listen, we love Mr. Skin.
Yes.
That's a handshake deal, right?
Oh, that's right. It's a wink and a nod. Hey, Leah, there was no chemistry between you and Mr. Skin out in L.A. when he was there?
No, I mean, he went to Starbucks and he didn't ask anybody if they wanted him.
That's what I had to get
started. All right. That's the problem.
He is now.
And I think he's very knowledgeable.
Yes, he is.
He's like, we get it. We get it.
From MrSkin.com, here is Jim Skin. Hey, Mr. Skin.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I think I really screwed up when I didn't get her something from Starbucks. It was all downhill from there.
You sure did.
It wasn't just me. It was there were six guys in the studio.
Yeah. He should have come back with an armload of coffee.
Yeah. That's my bad. Let us have our
fun with Jim Skin. The Mr. Skin Report, everybody. The website, www.mrskin.com.
It's great.
We love it. We endorse it. We're on it all the time. And, Jim, let me just start by saying the greatest tip that you have ever given me.
Did you say tip?
T-I-P.
Right.
Is that nip slip or tip?
No, that was tip.
Okay.
And that was that Elizabeth Hurley nude scene.
Yes.
That is a M-effer. I absolutely love it.
Was it Aria, the one you checked out?
Yes.
Yeah, well, and what's cool about that is when you're done with Liz Hurley, you could go ahead a little farther into the movie and check out Bridget Fonda naked.
You're right. And the great thing is I went to the Amazon.com as soon as we were done with Mr. Skin on Friday.
And you got Aria?
And the tape was waiting... When I had overnighted, the tape was waiting at home on Saturday.
Very cool.
And I watched it, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
On Sunday.
Ah.
And he is so dead right on. I mean, Elizabeth Hurley.
And you know, as big an Elizabeth Hurley fan, I am as big a Bridget Fonda fan.
Yeah, that's nice. Plus, Elizabeth Hurley in this movie was a lot heavier. It was when she was younger, before she became kind of the supermodel waif, thin babe, and her breasts are even bigger.
Yeah.
That's a bonus.
I like her. Yeah, she's about 20 pounds heavier, and I think it makes her look even better. And
now, one problem is the eyebrows are a little closer together than you're used to, too. Well, that's okay.
Well, look at the eyebrows, Mr. Skin. And Mike?
Yes.
Bridget Fonda's teats.
Awesome.
Very nice.
Very good. Yeah, I got to see it. I just
had to start by saying, Mr. Skin, I do take your recommendations to heart. I went right to Amazon, ordered that baby, and imagine my surprise. I got home Saturday. There it is, a little...
What, a DVD?
A UPS box, because I ordered overnight delivery.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Popped that baby in, did the scan thing, found the scenes... Never even watched the movie.
Yeah, you don't watch. I'm not telling you to watch the whole movie. I'm just telling you to watch certain parts.
If you get a chance, throw it
in
your satchel.
I have to, for Mike, I have to get his email from Lisa off the air because I have those Brooke Burke nude modeling pictures that he definitely has to check out.
Stay on hold. Lisa will give you my email.
Absolutely, Mr. Skin.
Sure.
Mr. Skin, what is new in the theater this weekend?
Well, there's two big movies in the theater. The first one's a movie called Enough, starring Jennifer Lopez. And it looked promising a couple of months ago until I saw PG-13. And the other fact is J-Lo has not been nude since about 1997. I think she's become too big a star now to get naked.
Okay.
But you do get her in some nice outfits, but I want to warn people, if you go to see Enough, there is no Jennifer Lopez nudity in that.
All right.
Yeah, the other movie out in theaters is called Insomnia, and it stars Robin Williams and Al Pacino. It'll be opening tomorrow.
It's supposed to be a big movie.
Exactly. It's going to be a good movie. But from a nudity standpoint, the best I could do from you, a dead corpse is nude.
I hate that.
That's good. It's not much, but at least I'm filling in on the extent of the nudity. But there are a few DVDs that are new on the shelves to check out. We talked a little about Vanilla Sky last week, and I want to make sure, guys, check this out, because Penelope Cruz has a great nude scene with Tom Cruise. You get a great view of her breasts in bed. But the other DVD that is coming out this week that it's kind of got a funny nude scene is a movie called Crazy Mama from 1975. Wow. It was one of Jonathan Demme's first movies.
Oh, man,
now,
he's
it stars
nasty.
Some of the great actors of our generation. Donnie Most, Ralph Mell from Happy Days.
All right.
Jim Backus, Thurston Howell from Gilligan's Island. But get this, about 53 minutes into the movie, remember Cloris Leachman from Mary Tyler Moore?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
She's in in this like a plastic blouse shampooing some dude's hair. Nice look at her droopy ones. It's just funny. This is more like a car accident where you don't want to look, but as you're driving by, you got to take a peek. So.
Sounds like a tough week, Mr. Skin.
Yeah, it wasn't a real scintillating week, but this is all the stuff that's new, and like to report and keep you guys abreast of what's going on.
For goodness sakes, it's the best thing to have on any week is clitoris leech with that I know, and it's a rough week. MrSkin.com. We love this site. Yeah. I mean, go to this site. He does not disappoint.
This is a great feature when he doesn't have any skin. It's funny because it makes me realize how hard you really have to work, man. That is too funny.
It's not easy to go through a two-hour movie for 2 seconds of content.
And it's Cloris Leachman.
Star of CBS's show, Syphilis. She was Phyllis Lindstrom. All right, thank you. Mr. Skin, www.mrskin.com. Mr. Skin Report. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, guys.
All right, bye, Jim.
Oh, that is too funny. That, you know what? There wasn't a lot of skin, but it's one of the funniest reports he ever had. He went through a movie from 1970, whatever, to find
poor guy.
Cloris Leachman.
I love Mr. Skin's
I
report.
I do, too. I think he's fantastic.
I love his report.
Yeah. Oh, that is
I'm telling you, and the guy is so right on. I'm going to bring that Elizabeth Hurley movie in next week.
And I think the next time Mr. Skin is out in Los Angeles, he ought to go to Leah's house and bring coffee. Don't you think so, Leah?
Well, I just think that was that would have been the right thing to do is to just ask people, hey, I'm going to the store. Do you guys want anything?
She's digging her heels in, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Well, that's
all I'm saying. No, I think he's brilliant.
No, you don't.
I do.
We love him.
I agree.
I got one. Hey, Leah, you know what? It's okay if you don't like Mr. Skin.
Yeah, you're not supposed to like
him. I didn't say I didn't like Mr. Skin.
You're not supposed to like Mr. Skin. It's perfectly all right.
It's okay if you don't like his feature.
I think it is great. He's good. Fantastic.
The thing is, the guy's like Rain Man, honey. He knows all the... It's not like he's got it written down.
I agree with you. He's brilliant.
But I think it'd be making a broad statement to think that women would be lined up around the block to go to the Mr. Skin lecture.
I mean, it doesn't even matter. I mean, we don't really care. I don't think women really care. I mean, a guy who's, devoting his life to finding a little nipple once in a while, it's brilliant.
He's a great guy. We love him.
Nobody
on the show.
Nobody cares.
The public service. We care. We care desperately.
No, I'm not saying it that way. I'm just saying it's not like he offends me or anything.
No, at all. No, this is true. But you don't really like him, do you?
I was just looking forward to Robert.
Robert the Angry Mailman. I think I may.
Tomorrow. He's going to be on the show. Is it next week, Rob?
Yeah. I think I may have seen Robert.
Next week.
He stormed out, I believe.
Because he probably took off of work to come, and he had to go all his
friends. Did he give me a look?
Yeah, he was not happy when he left.
I'm sorry. Here's the deal.
It wasn't the right thing to do.
Look what time it is.
Oh, I know.
It's 1:18.
Right.
We still have two guys with web feet. We have the girl with the crack house porn tape.
Right.
We have the guy who's going to put the nail in his nose.
He's already got it in there. Apparently, he's had it in there. Boy, he's waiting.
Take the nail out. And then we got a vote. Yeah. And then we got Buzz in the news.
Right.
You tell me where to put in and devote the proper amount of time to Robert's racist KKK porno tape.
Did we find out whether Robert was going to come in tomorrow? Did we find out whether he was down with that?
He's coming in next week.
He's coming back next week.
Okay, well, then that's fine. He's coming back. We're all set.
It'll be fine. Listen, we want to bring one, Mike, before we break, I do want to bring one of the webbed foot boys in for you.
If it's the guy from Philly, I owe him $50. So
let's bring in Austin. And I'm not sure which...
Hello, Austin.
I'm not sure which...
Yeah, baby.
Which guy he is. If he's from Philly or the other guy. But anyway, he has webbed feet.
Mike has still been looking forward to this.
Webbed toes. And here he is. Here he is now. Welcome, everybody.
Is this the guy that I owe money to, Lisa? Are you the guy that I owe money to? All right, there you go.
Come on in. Hi there, and this is Austin. Hi, Austin.
No, I'm Dennis.
Dennis. I'm sorry.
Philadelphia.
This is Dennis. Oh, you're the guy who drove from Philly.
Philly.
So, Mike, there's Mike got $50 for you.
Woo!
There it is. There's your 50 American dollars just for coming in. Right. Wait, hold on. I want to see the feet first.
All right.
I want to make sure they're webbed.
Okay, let's take a good look at it.
All right, he's taking the feet off.
And Dennis is
taking the shoes off, not the feet off.
Dennis is webbed my feet.
Boy, those look like pretty gnarly little...
Are they webbed?
Oh, yeah, baby. There's your $50.
Hold on, I can't see.
Look at them.
Hold on.
Two of the toes are fused together.
Oh, wow.
Fantastic. There it is, right there. Yeah, my man. My man, you did not disappoint me.
Mike.
I love you, man.
Your dream.
Oh,
come true.
Fantastic. I mean, and they're really webbed.
The other one's a little more separate.
Oh, okay. Mike, I'm so happy for you.
All right, the other one is
webbed
more
feet.
Yeah, but that's better. That's an even better one because that's more like a flipper.
I used to try to tear them apart when my brothers would make fun of me and they bleed and stuff.
Oh, really? You try to tear them apart? No, man. Deal with the you know the deck that God gives you. Be
I'll
proud
you,
of them.
I'll tell you what, though.
Look at how much joy you brought me today.
My girlfriend's the bigger freak. She's out in the waiting room.
Really?
She kind of likes my toes a lot.
She likes your toes?
She likes to lick them, if I can say that on
air. Sure, she likes to lick your web toes.
Fantastic. She really loves to do it.
Well, would you like to, you know, contribute that to the act too? You would add to your presentation if your girlfriend would lick your webbed feet.
She'd get extra credit, and she'd get even more credit if she did it topless.
Oh, I don't know if she did.
Well, that's, I mean, I'm just saying, it's all for the cause, right, Rob?
The choice is yours and hers.
Absolutely. Is she a hottie?
My girlfriend is the most beautiful girl in the world.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Listen to that. Nice.
And you do have legitimately webbed toes. Two of them. I mean, the whole foot wasn't webbed, but...
But, Mike, for the purposes of the radio, yes. Webbed feet.
Webbed feet?
I'd like to say he has webbed feet.
Webbed feet.
Whether it sounds better than webbed toes.
Mom, oh, really?
I think the webbed...
Webbed feet.
Webbed feet.
Like duck feet.
Right.
Web foot boy.
All right, here she comes. Hi there. How are you? Step up to the microphone. Wow. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I guess
we make our offer again. Yes, absolutely.
No need to wear a bra on a nice day like today. Huh? Right, what is your name, ma'am?
Erin.
And Erin, you also came down from Philly. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You can help Dennis's cause in two ways. First, by licking or sucking on his webbed toes, as he's told us you enjoy doing.
You like doing that? Is that true?
Yeah. Okay. So you like that? All right. That's good.
Or you
man,
can,
it's cold in here.
Or you can you can do that. Or you can do that with your shirt off.
And incrementally, it improves his chances, okay? I'm going to explain it to you this way. He comes in with the webbed toes. He's got a, you know, it's a great act.
He's already a finalist.
He's already a finalist.
He's right up there with the guy who put the pins in his sack.
You start sucking his toes, it's a little better. You suck his toes while topless. It's the best, the most point total he can possibly get. So that's what we're looking at. It depends on how much you love him.
How bad you want him to win?
We're waiting, and now she's thinking, and she's going to give us the answer.
I want to go to Key West.
You want to go to Key West? All right. That means she's going to take her top off, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give it. What's that?
Now there are no guarantees.
There are never any guarantees on a Donna Mike contest, yeah. But I will tell you, you know, it's a very strong performance.
I saw that girl out there who brought the porno in. That's nothing, man. She bought that as
well. Okay. Don't worry about the competition.
Worry about the others.
Do you ever hear Donna Mike worry about the competition? We never do that.
You just spoke about us in third person.
I know, absolutely. I did it again.
That's the second time.
Twice this week. Absolutely. Michael Maris shouldn't do that.
All right, so will you suck his toes? Oh, this picture's
done. It seems to me she wants to go to Key West, so she's going to suck his toes topless.
You don't have to have pictures of your boobs taken if you don't want. Is the picture of the boob okay if your head's not in it?
Yeah, she said no face. No, the face won't be included in the picture.
At all.
All
right, well then, let's get to it.
Very good. Let's go. All right, we're waiting. I guess you're going
to
sit down in the chair. Not next to me, please, sir. Sir, I mean, they are feet, really. All right,
Who is the celebrity you think your girlfriend most resembles? The girl from the 70s show.
No.
That 70s show, okay. All right.
I think a prettier Calista Flockhart.
Yeah. Actually, Calista Flockhart with almost a little Latin.
Latino.
Like. Yeah, fantastic.
Latino. So she's not like his skinny.
Latina, honey.
No, Latina.
Latina. Latino.
Okay, let's get to it. Enough of this small talk.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, very good.
You'll probably want to take that shirt off.
Are you going to say something? Would you like to say something in the microphone? No. You're going to do this totally silent? All right, ready? On the count of three, get ready for the topless toe. Second, thanks, Rob. All right, very good.
She'll be sucking on her boyfriend's webbed toe.
Now, one, two, three.
Three.
All right, here we go. Hey, wait. You know, you're blocking my... No one, sit in that one.
We will stop traffic. No one will walk by.
That seat. Don't listen to Rob. Listen to me. Thank you very much. Very good. It's all about view.
Okay.
All right. Nobody can see in that window from the street, so are you ready? Once again, here we go. One, two, three. Oh, are you going to do a topless?
Well, hold on.
We're going to wait and see.
What is going on?
Right now...
She's sucking his toes. Let's see if we get the sound of that. Rob, can you move microphone three down? Better than you guys can imagine.
Oh, dear.
She's sucking his webbed toes.
Sucking his webbed toe.
She's not doing a topless yet, though.
Not topless yet. It's kind of gross.
the least favorite. Well, I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean to insult you. It's just, it's the feet. It ain't you. Trust me.
Now, do you want to try it topless? Do you want to try it topless?
That helps the chances a little
bit
more.
Yeah,
yeah, just like I explained it. Just like I explained
it. But we don't force it.
We don't force it at all. It's your decision. We are not pimps here.
Will you?
Will we what?
Quiet.
Will we be quiet?
Like, will we be quiet? Like, we won't say, wow, yeah. Rob, yeah. In the movie, in the Broadway show, The Producers, what's the sound the guy makes?
We won't make any such sounds.
There's nothing really to see, you know?
All right. Honey, we can see you already through your shirt, really.
Yeah, all right. Come on now. Now, it's getting, now you're starting to lose points by all this negotiating.
So, it's fine with us if
there we go.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Just because you didn't say anything.
Smashing, baby. Wow.
Fantastic.
Okay, now, topless.
All right, topless toe sucking. Here we go. And you're enjoying yourself, aren't you? Fantastic. All the way down from Philadelphia.
You traveled all the way down from Philly today?
Yeah, it's
6 hours.
Beautiful breasts.
Okay. Fantastic.
Sucking on his web toes.
I really think, I mean, my God, this is incredible.
Top okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Give him a round of applause.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Fantastic. All right.
Very good.
And a hug. And a hug for the girlfriend. You guys are terrific. All right, you can put that shirt back on now. Thank you very much. Was it an enjoyable experience for both of you?
Yes.
Being on the radio?
I don't think he was asking you, Buzz.
I thought he meant. She loves you a whole bunch because I think she was very shy and she probably is not the type of person that does that a lot. But she did it on the show and she did it for you, man. And I think that's extra credit right there.
How do his feet taste? Yeah, can you just get on my feet? How do his feet taste?
Hello?
Like butter.
Like butter.
Okay.
Like butter.
Man, fantastic.
All right, both of you, get out of here.
All right, get out of here right now. Take your web foot with you.
We'll let you know what happens.
Nice job.
You know, we're going to have some very tough voting today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be very hard. Thank you all very much.
We're going to have very
thanks
tough
a lot.
Voting.
Just got
a lot.
That guy lost points with me, that guy.
Oh, no.
That's shock.
Yeah.
Thus far, we've had Mike, the guy who put the pushpins in his nutsack.
Right. Where's that potpourri?
Nate.
Where's that potpourri?
Nate, the double-jointed guy.
Right, thank you.
Yeah, where are the candles I gave you?
Sean, yeah, damn it, we could use those today.
Sean, who has the monkey paw left foot.
Leah's candles. I need a citrus candle.
And we have just met, was that Austin?
It's
or
Sea Island Grapefruit.
Dennis.
Dennis.
We have just met Dennis with the web toes.
Please, someone bring me a Sea Island Grapefruit.
when we come back, Mike... More excitement and more fun.
Very exciting.
Leah, you will be getting the pictures momentarily of the webbed feet and of the topless girl sucking his toes.
Mm-hmm.
Those photos for everybody listening will be at WNEW.com and WYSP.com.
Uh-huh. Who's ready for some air, right?
Later today. Mike, when we come back, because you asked for it.
More?
Another guy with webbed feet.
I'm going to start crying.
And then the guy with the nail in his nose.
All right.
Then the girl who's got the video surveillance tape from a crack house of people on crack.
Having an orgy.
Having sex.
My God.
What a
show.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Shove it up your big fat ass. You know you're the reason we're true. About all the yelling and the fights that we had, it won't be cause of you. Hey, you moan and you groan and you bitch and you whine. You make every beef we got last. Well, I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Thank you, love. Shove it up your big fat ass.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFM 202-132-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Let me see if we cut the chit-chat. A-hole.
All right.
Like a five-star BJ. The Don and Mike program.
Freak Show 2002 continues. We join now.
Celebrities in the house.
Mr. 40 and Grady Smoke.
They're not close to the microphone because they're both reclining right now.
What's up, boys?
Right.
Sam. Hi, Grady. How you doing?
How many of those 40s you gentlemen enjoyed today?
A couple.
Say hi to Leah. Hi, Leah.
baby.
Hi, how you doing?
This is Grady and Mr. 40.
You've seen pictures of them already, Leah, so you know what they look like.
Grady's sporting the braids.
How you doing,
and
Leah?
Mr. 40 is bald.
Right.
Nice tattoo, right?
Okay.
James.
Chilling.
You know, I don't think we've seen these cats since we were on the Beltway.
I think it's true.
That's true.
I forgot all about
that. And the reaction, from the... when you said
mine is a steel trap, buddy.
Yes, it's a
steel trap.
And then you told him there was a cop car, and that was so funny. And they just, all of a sudden, they were five blocks in back of us.
I can't explain it to you, Leo, what's going on. Suffice to say, these guys, they are... good friends of ours.
Yeah.
They've actually been to my home and not like to serve food or stuff.
Despite Rob's request.
That's right.
No, they came to my Super Bowl party this year. Mm-hmm. Came to the Super Bowl party, and wonderful guys, wonderful families, and we're very fond of both of them, and they're going to help judge, although legally I've been told... they can't judge since the rules say
they can give us a suggestion.
Can advise.
This is going to give reactions like woo.
Right. So let's bring in the next contestant, Chris. And while Chris makes his way in, let me ask Leah. Leah, did you see the picture yet of the guy with the webbed toes?
What was his name? Dennis.
Yeah, you saw that?
Yeah.
Did you see the video? You see the girl sucking the toes?
No, she didn't want her picture taken.
Oh, really? She didn't get her picture taken?
Right.
Oh. Well, you'll be able to see...
Again, this couple has lost points with me.
I know, we're aware of that fact. Now, we have Chris coming in, and he has an actual nail sticking in his head right now.
It is a hiker. Hi, Chris. Hold on a second. Hi, first, let's talk to you. Where are you from?
Leesburg.
And the nail that you have in your nose.
Yes.
Did you actually pound it in with a hammer?
Oh, I pushed this one in, but...
You pushed it in.
Now, we see, I'm seeing about a half an inch of nail sticking out of your nostril over your lip. How much nail is inside of your head right now?
Well, let me show you.
Okay. All right, here we go. Just pull the nail out. See how much nail he had in his nostril.
Oh
my God.
Oh, it's quite long.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
5-6 inches?
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
Whoa.
Mr. Grady and Grady.
Mr. Grady. He was on Sanford and Son, wasn't he?
Mr. Grady and 40 Smokes. If you could please describe the length of the nail.
What do you think, Mr. Grady?
That Chris just pulled out of his nose. How long is that trick?
It's about the size of an extra wide, easy wider. Coming the long way.
Yeah, it's about 3 inches.
Straight out the top of your nose.
Well, like 5 inches.
How big is it? How long is it, Chris?
About 3 inches.
That is definitely about twice as long as I thought was going to come out of his nose. I mean, where does that go? Does it go up into your sinuses or?
Back into the sinuses, actually.
Back in. I mean, it's dangerous, right?
Not too dangerous. You can taste it on the back of your tongue.
Really?
Right. But it's like if you really went too far, you know, I might pop out. There you go.
Thank you, Chris.
Man, another great freak.
Yeah. Great freak.
What a great freak show today.
Mike, are you ready for more hot web foot action?
I certainly am. We've got another web foot. I never dreamed in my wildest dreams that we would get two.
Let's welcome Austin.
This is Austin. He has also got a 40 for Grady Smoke and Mr. 40 from 7-Eleven. Very good. Oh, and he brought gifts.
Hi there. Step up. Let's
throw him over here. All right.
Austin brought us some T-shirts. Thank you, Austin. Thanks, Wesley.
Well, now, what is the, let me see.
All right. He's Heineken.
Fine drinks. Iguana Surf. All right. This is just a very, very nice T-shirt.
Ocean City. I love Ocean City.
Very, very
My house was just destroyed in a tornado in Ocean City.
I like the star because it kind of looks like Red China. Very good.
So are you from Ocean City? Is that where you're from?
Annapolis born.
Annapolis born. Another place that I've lived. You know, and it's starting to sound like I've lived all over this fine area, but I really have, you know. What's that?
Cape St. Clair?
Yeah, right over near Cape St. Clair off St. Margaret's Road. That's where I used to live.
And what are you going to be doing? Oh, you have the tattoo. You have the
web feet.
The web foot.
Right.
We got to see it because, as it turns out, Mike, the girl who wants to put puts a toaster under her boobs is here. And the tattooed and pierced girl from Philly's here, too.
Everybody, you know, ladies and gentlemen,
everybody showed.
A 100% turnout today.
Everybody showed.
We are delighted.
Good. Everybody showed. Okay, let's get a picture of that foot.
All right, let's take a look at it.
Let's take a look.
See the web foot.
See the web foot.
See if it's as good as the other web foot. All right. You think it's better?
A little more web than Dennis.
A little more web?
More web.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah. Okay, those are the two toes together.
Yeah. Can you check it
now, is it just your right foot or your left and right foot?
Yeah, left.
Left foot, too?
Not as developed.
Oh, okay. There we go. Another. Man, I love it. Two guys with web feet today.
Oh.
And one guy brought feet.
You're a regular Patrick Duffy out
there. There you go.
Regular Patrick Duffy.
I just can't even begin to tell you how thrilled I am that we had two people with web feet in here today. You the man.
Your dream come true.
What's that? Now, speaking of the microphone.
It would also blow air bubbles out of my eye sockets if I could be submerged in water somewhere.
Oh, really? He'd have to be submerged.
Submerged in water. Well,
somewhere.
Or if you have a dive mask on.
Next time we'll do the pool show. That'll
all right,
be
thank
it.
You. Nice. That was quite good.
Nice job, thank Austin. You. Way to go. And thanks for the
okay,
t-shirts,
okay, now I saw
man.
That one.
Come in. Yeah, which one did you see? Did you see?
I saw Austin and I saw Dennis.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, so you've
but
gotten...
I mean, when you said webbed, I really did picture webbed. I didn't think just
no,
stuck
just,
together.
That, yeah, that's what webbed feet are.
I think
yeah.
that's what webbed feet
I know,
are.
But I actually I had a different idea in my head.
So
you know what I mean?
Like Spider-Man or something?
Like kind of like, yeah, like a bat boy or
like
something.
Like a duck.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
All right, yeah. Austin, listen, I appreciate the fact that you're drinking. A nice stomach. Get out of here.
Thank you, Austin.
Bring in the girl who nice can, who can hold a toaster under her teats.
Under or between?
I believe she said underneath.
A toaster underneath her breast? They must be unbelievably
annoying. I believe that's what she said yesterday.
Well, we'll have to wait and see what she's going to do with her breast.
Let's wheel her in.
Today a toaster, tomorrow a toaster oven.
Wheeler and
Joe is fetching her.
Meanwhile, Forty and Grady having a fantastic time.
Yeah, what are they doing?
Well, they just hang. They just
get all right. Drunk and high and come in here and...
They're just hanging. Just chilling.
And right now they're laughing at that.
Who is this show?
And here she comes. Hi, honey.
Hi there.
Enter and sign in, please. Wow, no. She does have big breasts.
Hi there. What's your name?
Hi there. Who are you?
Michelle.
Hi, I'm Michelle.
Yes.
And Michelle... Your talent is?
I can hold two toasters under my breasts with no hands.
Oh. Two toasters. Two toasters under her breasts with no hands.
Is that a toaster satchel?
What was that, 40?
These
what
are my toasters.
Oh, your toasters?
Yeah.
All right, great. Well, we're ready to see.
And I believe that you're going to allow photos as long as we don't have your head in the picture, correct? Your face. All right. Get ready for real radio excitement.
Man, now, these are legitimate household toasters.
Sunbeams. Do you need an extension cord?
These are fantastic.
I never meant to.
Doesn't
ready?
Plug them in.
Toasters.
Yes.
These are toasters under the breast. Oh, she's got Don and Mike on the
boob. Oh, the boobs say Don and Mike on them.
Fantastic.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Now, that is talent.
That is everybody?
That is beyond talent. She is holding two...
I have to know. How did she learn she could do this?
How did you come to realize?
How many cocktails did you have before you tried that one night?
I had a little bit too much evening one night.
Uh-huh. There you go.
She is holding two standard regulation toasters.
This is
going to
be an impossible.
I bought these last night at Walmart, and I'm going to take them back when I leave.
Oh, yeah. Who wants, and who doesn't want to get their bagel out of that thing now?
Mom, my toast tastes funny.
I'm just teasing about that.
Wow.
Very nice meeting you.
Way to go, yeah. Michelle. Nice. Round of applause. This is one of the best. I mean, it is going to be impossible to judge. It really is. They're wonderful, unique acts that we're seeing today.
Let me just tell you, thus far we've had Mike.
Right.
Who took his scrote.
The human pin bag.
Put push pins in there. We had Nate, who was double jointed and actually jumped rope with his body.
Right.
Sean, who had the monkey paw left foot.
Based on the 70-mile-an-hour collision.
Austin with the, Dennis with the webbed feet.
Right. And his girlfriend topless sucking his toes.
Austin, who also had webbed feet. Chris, who had a 3-inch nail in his nose.
Right.
And as you just saw, a beautiful Michelle, who had a toaster. Under each of her gigantic breasts.
This is an amazing competition. I know it's a cliche, but it's one of those times where I wish everybody could win.
Yeah.
Well, everybody does win, Mike. Everybody wins on the Don and Mike show. Rob, I know you don't.
I wish everyone could lose.
Only one. Now, Rob, you'll be happy. Most people will lose.
Yeah, most people lose, Rob. That should make you feel good.
One person wins a 3-night, 4-day trip to Key West, Florida from Corona Light with round trip air and hotel. Relax and enjoy a Corona Light and $1,000.
Right.
We're not done yet.
No?
We have two more acts. When we get here, the girl from Philly, I just want to say, beautiful that the Philadelphia people are making the drive to D.C.
Man, we have that, nice. That is real nice.
That is wonderful. We thank everybody from Philly. The girl who I believe yesterday said she had, was it 47 tattoos and piercings?
42 piercings and 25 tattoos.
It's going to be an amazing thing to see. And then we'll end up with Edith, who has the surveillance tape from a crack house, from a rehab crack house, where she has people addicted to crack having sex.
Unbelievable.
On a surveillance tape.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah, I know that's what you want to see.
You guys are here for.
And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, opinions are like assholes, Your Honor. Everybody's got one.
Your source for bad whores, the Don and Mike Show.
We once again want to thank the good people of D.C., Washington, D.C.
Way to go. It just keeps getting better.
Our midday show, the show that, you know, all the naysayers said would never happen. It never worked. In the overall ratings, 12 plus, all listeners 12 and over. That's the, what we call the beauty pageant. We're up to number two.
Now, I hate to be ungrateful, but I'm going to tell our listeners in Washington, D.C., you keep trying harder, and I'll tell you right now, we're poised to do something that nobody's done before, and that's be number one in three different day parts.
Yeah, and
we're delighted with that.
The important day part, Buzz, stop pointing. I've got your goddamn microphone turned on.
Oh, sorry.
Okay?
Okay.
you asked me to point.
Language.
Yeah, but it was on.
Okay.
It was on, and you were still just sitting there like Marcel Marceau, like...
Yes.
Hi. The goddamn mime commercial I hate on TV now.
Sorry.
Have you seen the mime commercial? Stop it, Mike. You're just moving your lips.
Sorry.
The show is on fire here in D.C.
Fire.
And thank you. Number two in the overall ratings, 25 to 54, which is, you know, and that's one thing I'd like to address. And the only thing, Mike, your microphone is up.
I know.
Stop pointing at it.
I just like it.
I'm looking at a variety of the instant feedbacks.
And now everybody, is
all
pointing
at the microphones. I'm looking at a portion of the instant feedback we're getting from the junior program directors out there.
Right.
And one of them said, well, you were busting Opie and Anthony because their 25 to 54 rating was down, yet their 18 to 34 rating, well, no, that was down as well, but you were busting on them. What a stupid idiot you are, Don. Don't you know the audience of your radio station? Let me tell you the target audience of WJFK, WYSP, WNEW, KLSX, WCKG, any Infinity radio station that's doing this format. The target is adults 25 to 49.
Right.
That is the target. That is the dream.
Right.
Men and women 25 to 49.
That is what is known as the money demo.
For those who cannot achieve such lofty goals, they will tell you that the target demographic is men aged 18 to 49.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you can have a goddamn 25 share in men 18 to 24, and you're not going to get one agency by. You know, the agency you're going to get is when the Lara Croft movie comes out,
right? Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Or when Gatorade comes out with a new flavor of Gatorade.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you're going to get for all you junior program directors out there who have the balls to say to me, well, don't you know what the target audience is?
Yeah, I think so.
The target audience is 25 to 54.
You need that.
Don't let anybody fool you on that one.
Amen!
Okay? Right. And thanks again, D.C.
Wow.
For the great ratings.
Now, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay, I got Michelle's pictures.
Hold on. I'm not done ranting about our rating, Jeff. We have a 5.2, which puts us in second place, and WPGC. Oh, you coloreds.
Gone.
Mr. 40 and Grady.
Gone.
Grady and Mr. 40 have officially fallen on the floor right now.
I did that for their benefit.
I know you did.
We still got the knob on ours.
WPGC is number one with a 6.
There it is.
So that's where we go. We got 8/10 of a point to get to be the number one overall rating show.
We know you can do it, Washington.
So thank you very much for your support in the ratings. And all you guys who think you know about radio, you don't know dick about radio, or you'd be doing radio.
There you go.
Okay, thank you.
Now, what did you get sent, Leah?
Now, I got Michelle with the toasters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now,
yes.
I have a question. Now, yes. Listen to me. I'm not hating on her or anything like that.
Okay.
But I'm just
hating.
No, but I just want to say, I just think it's a little unfair because she is being assisted. The toasters are being held up
by
with some help. Thank you. And I just don't know if that, and I just don't know if that's really, like, the toasters are being held up by her boobs.
And I think that all of those things should be considered when you're doing your judging. And I would say that I think you have a very, very solid point there, but it still is fun to look at.
It's good that you called attention to that. Otherwise, we'd be fooled by the sleight of breasts.
Rob, I didn't say that you were being fooled or anything like that. I wasn't insinuating anything. I was asking a question. Don't try to, don't play with me. Rob.
Children.
Especially somebody who wears sandals. And high top Reebok.
Let's bring out on the Jesus jump.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Tracy.
Like that?
Tracy, the girl who's pierced and tattooed from Philadelphia.
Pandemonium in here today, ladies and gentlemen.
Not
here,
play Jesus. With me, Rob.
Here she comes right now.
Here's Tracy, who made the
trip.
Tracy. Down I-95.
How are you?
From Philly.
Now, as I look at you right now, I see no visible... You're fully clothed, of course. I see no visible piercings or tattoos. Is that part of the deal?
Yeah, that's
you like that,
said,
right? You like
she told us that yesterday when she called the right? show.
Never she said that you would not know by looking at me.
And you wouldn't. She's a handsome woman.
Yes.
Strabbingly handsome woman. And you would not know. Where do you have the variety of tattoos and piercings?
Pretty much everywhere from head to toe.
And as we just to refresh us on the numbers from yesterday, you have how many piercings?
42.
And how many tattoos?
25.
Amazing.
Okay, now, are you ready to show them?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, this is Tracy. This is our name. Everybody showed up for this contest today.
Yeah.
Tracy will now show us the piercings and tattoos.
Okay.
She's removing her overcoat.
Okay. And then now I can see one of the tattoos already on your arm.
Right,
on your upper.
I don't see that.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Okay. Oh, beautiful. Look. Oh, look at that.
Now that counts as one because you can't have 42 without 40.
Is one.
Shut up. All right. Let's continue. Right.
This is one.
Good point.
I have.
You got a drunken self-promotion machine in here.
Okay, under her watch is two.
Wrist.
Two.
What do you want me to do? Tattoos first?
You do whatever you want.
Or you just do it all.
You don't have to count them either. I mean, we can look
Here's
at all
my
of them.
Ears.
Oh my God. How many piercings do you have in your ears?
13 in one ear and 12 in the other.
See, she was wearing her hair in such a way that we couldn't see her ears.
Now, 13. Does that hurt at all? Or, my God. Wow.
No.
Lisa's getting lots of pictures
of this
for the
web. So, what do you see?
I have my tongue.
We're seeing.
Oh, and hold on. She got her tongue pierced.
She's got a pierced tongue. She's got a bunch of piercings in her ears. She's got the tattoo. But it's neat because technically she does have that many piercings, but I didn't realize there were that many in her ear.
What else do you have to show us?
All right, here we go.
Is it neat, Mike?
It's very neat. It's super neat.
How many of those rings do you have in your belly button?
Three.
Three rings in her belly button.
Now, what is that bringing the total of piercings up to now?
God, who knows? That's 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Fascinating.
Who knows? Okay, what else?
28. That's
28.
All right. 13.
All right. You have 13 down there?
Oh, you have your...
Can we see them?
You're,
well, do you want me to finish my back?
You go ahead.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Do it any way you want to.
I don't
want
to rush you.
Absolutely. She appears to have big, beautiful breasts as well. I should point that out to our listening audience.
And she's recently been in the sun.
Yes, she has.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I just came back from North Carolina.
North Carolina. Fantastic.
And what does Grady and Mr. 40 think?
They're being very quiet, but I can hear them breathing.
What do you guys think?
What do you
think,
guys?
On her back, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 more tattoos on her back and heading down towards her buttocks.
What do you think, Grady?
I think the tattoos right now are in head of the piercings. The tattoos look much better than all the piercings.
Thank you for that.
The showstopper.
Let me tell you something, I think that I'm qualified to make this observation. I believe that we are going to be taking Grady Smoke out of this studio today on an effing gurney.
Yes.
How about this lame-ass analysis? All right, there's another one.
There's another one. Okay, and now,
another one here.
What about down below?
All right. Below, yo-ho.
Yo-ho.
All right, now the shoes.
How about this lame-ass analysis? Here we go.
Shoes are coming off here, boss. Shoes are coming off.
All right, the shoes are coming off, and we hear the unzipping of the shoes.
Are your breasts real, Tracy?
Yeah.
They are? Okay. Yeah, I didn't mean anything by Tracy and I kind of butted heads yesterday a little bit. She said, be nice. That was not meant to be. And I was just curious. All right, very good.
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah, and she has... Do you have a pierced toe?
No, it's a...
Tattoo.
Tattoo on the big toe. Fantastic.
A tattoo on her big toe.
Very... Yeah, Lisa digs that. She digs the big toe.
The big toe tattoo.
Oh, and the little feet. That's cool.
Wow, this broad is covered with tattoos.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Okay.
That tattoo on the inside of your foot, like right down low, the 2 feet, is that a painful area to get a tattoo? It's not?
No. Nah.
Really? What's the most painful area to get tattooed?
Your badge?
None of them.
Your badge.
Bother me. No, I have some down that way, too.
Really?
There's, the symbols of my tattoo
right.
are the Japanese characters for pleasure and pain, so.
Oh, so you think the pain. Okay, so, I understand.
I think I have a high tolerance for pain.
Very good. All right,
well, let's. You know what? We're running up against the clock, so we've got to see the rest of the
Now lots of tattoos on the bottom.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at a little bear. Is that like a little witchy bear? Is that a little bear with a witch
on a butt? One piece.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, so you're going to get like a...
You got more ink than the Washington Post.
Right.
Over here.
A little heart, a little sacred heart there.
Okay, again, these are all in her private
area. Oh, wow, now we're getting down into the... Oh, all the way down to
Wow.
There. And it looks like her... Oh, wow, that is very fierce.
Yeah, she has the JonBenet look.
Wow.
And you say she's...
What?
Well, you're hairless down there.
How many piercings do you have in the lower regions down there?
My lucky number, 13.
My God!
All right, let's give her a round
13.
Of applause.
13! Wow, Tracy, way to go.
I think we've seen enough.
Fantastic, Tracy, thank you.
Did you want to see them or no?
The down there? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Oh, there I thought we had seen them.
Oh, my God!
God, it looks like she's got a bicycle chain down there.
How are you able...
Hey.
How are you able... to have sex,
have coitus.
Is it painful?
It's all about sexual pleasure.
Oh, it is. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
And the guy.
Wow. Oh, really?
She told you it's a mixture of pleasure and pain.
Pleasure and pain. That's right.
Leah, wait till you get your instant message photo copy, and everybody else, wait till you see these pictures.
I can't.
That is truly amazing. You're the man that you're with. Is he pierced also down there?
No.
No. Okay. All right.
No, actually, I'm not with anybody.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right now.
Well, let me introduce you to my friend Grady Smoke. Tracy, thank you for making the effort to get here from Philadelphia.
Way to go, Tracy.
Now
nice job.
We have to do a break. When we come back, we have one more contestant. Yeah, she was wonderful.
She was terrific.
What a show.
Very, very good.
She walked out of here. It sounded like she was wearing spurs.
When we come back, we still have Edith.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Speedwack.
We still have Edith, and we're going to be watching the videotape, the surveillance tape of the crack house rehab people having intercourse.
Fascinating, and it's supposed to be pretty good quality.
And that will be the final act, and that's the one you guys have been waiting for, right? Gradients and Mr. Forney?
I think that's going to be the sleeper. It's going to come out of nowhere and beat everybody. The crack people doing it is just it's funny.
The best.
It's funny.
The best, man. I tell you, man, Grady's having a good time today. Absolutely.
And Leah, we'll get those photos to you as soon as possible. Everybody, okay. You will be able to see the photos of everybody that's been on the show today by the end of the business day at WNEW.com or WYSP.com. What are they laughing about?
I'm not everything. Sure.
Say crack heads, not crack people.
Craigie. Being respectful.
Craigie.
Crack people.
Crack people.
Crack people is politically correct,
though. We are the...
Well, you know those crack people.
All right. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFM 102-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, hey.
We're here. We're queer. We're Irish. Get used to it.
Amen.
God damn it.
Yes.
The Don and Mike Show.
And Leah from Los Angeles. Hi, Leah.
Hi, honey.
We have one. Now, have you gotten all the pictures of all the contestants?
No.
Not yet?
I didn't see Chris with the nail in the nose.
You didn't see that one?
Maybe that's because People were busy doing other things in the back room.
Now, why are you looking at me? I have nothing.
I'm not directing that at you.
You were looking right at me.
No, but it was only because they were doing a little side job.
Yeah,
you did not ask them to.
I did not. I simply asked for Mr. Skin to be put on hold. Don yelled at Joe during the break because Joe was downloading naked pictures of Brooke Burke that... From my, the way I understood, Mr. Skim was supposed to get my email address and send those pictures to me.
And so Joe came in,
looked at me, and said, do you want us to download the pictures? And Don said no, and
I said no, get out of here, we're doing a show.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I didn't know that part. I just had him emailing to me because it was easier. He already had that email address, so.
Send the pictures to Leah. Not the Brooke Book for show. Pictures. The show pictures. Yeah.
Oh, I have been. I am.
Okay. Well,
she has. I just, the one that I didn't get yet is, she's been doing a fabulous
job.
You
didn't get the one with the nail in the nose, though?
That what I didn't get, and also this last one with the girl with the tattoos. It takes 7 minutes.
Yeah. And have Mr. Skin send the pictures to me. The way the deal was originally. He was going to send them so I can, look at them in the privacy of my own home.
Right. I'm going to forward them on to you since he already knew my email address, and I was really busy. I just said, send them to me, click. So I'm going to forward them on to you. I just wanted to print one out for you.
Did you say click at the end?
Pardon me?
Lisa?
What?
Lisa, did you say click at the end?
I can't hear because of it.
Did you say click at the end?
No,
to hang up.
Okay, so to hang up. Oh, that's what she should have said to my click. That's like, saying.
Oh, that's what she goes, and then I said, send them to me, click.
I have no fault in any of this. I have no fault in any of this.
I think Joe was trying to impress you, Mike, by having those pictures and being ahead of the game.
Yeah. It's not impressing me to download them here.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Right now, today, while we have 25 people on the show, and we're trying to send you pictures so that you can see.
And then they help my cause by bringing in the Brooke Burke pictures.
You dumbasses. Excuse me, dumbass Joe.
You
should not.
I'm seeing these pictures.
You should not be working on side projects during the show. Work on side projects such as nude pictures that Mike wants to see after the show, but Mike didn't even want you to see them. Mike wanted them sent to his email.
Well, when we could listen to the tape when Mr. Skin said,
I heard it.
That's the way it went.
I don't care
if I see him here or I see him anywhere.
I understand that.
Quite frankly, I don't care if I ever really see him.
Oh, my gosh.
Poor Nagra. Oh, my gosh, what?
For Mike that he's without fault.
Oh, my gosh.
Where is the tape that says, please focus on the show?
I am looking
it's
at
It's under the essence.
What are you looking at me for?
Oh. How about this?
Oh, it's there.
Okay, let's bring the last girl in for the freak show.
Please.
For the love of God, please.
Oh, my God.
Bring her in. What are you looking at, Leah?
I'm looking at Tracy.
Wow.
Oh, the tattooed girl?
That's not your real hair, is it?
No, this is Edith, who is wearing a disguise.
Edith's wearing a disguise. Okay, I understand.
She's wearing a big fake Afro wig. Now, Edith, step on the microphone, please, up to the microphone. And tell us, even though you're on the radio, honey, why are you disguising yourself?
Because in my position at work, if I were to be known selling this videotape, it would probably have
negative
complications
like
for my
Why are you talking like that?
You got the R. Kelly. I think she's disguising her voice too, Leah. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, no. Because
she doesn't want to be recognized. She doesn't want to be recognized.
That's right.
She got this tape clandestinely.
Okay, what is the accent?
But I don't want to be known.
Cover up. Why can't she do an Irish accent?
I'm wearing an Afro.
Oh my God!
Hey, everybody!
Please focus on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, but it's irritating that she's wearing an afro and
talking. Focus on the show.
It's annoying.
All right, let's see what she has.
Stop talking like that.
please focus on the show.
What was that?
Stop talking like that.
Evidence right here. The videotape shall speak for itself.
All right, here we go. Now, what we need to do is take that microphone. Now, Grady and 40, you got to give her your microphone.
Hey!
Oh. I got to take this microphone over here to get some sound on this porno that we're watching. Is there any sound to this?
It may be.
Is that like narcotic?
Yeah.
What is that we're watching?
That is narcotic being put in
a condom full of cocaine being inserted into a lady's privacy.
Is this done for any, is there any cocaine rush that is derived from this?
I have no idea because I found the tape while cleaning out a crack house, so I don't know the people. It's been 2 years I've held on to it waiting for the possible owner to return.
Let's listen.
Wow.
It is a gigantic condom. A gigantic
right now, then, we are looking at a woman putting a condom filled with
cocaine into their bodies. That's, they take that out of the condom later in the video and shoot it up, and then they have a gangbang.
Oh, my.
Oh, really? Fast forward it, Rob.
Oh, she has to do it. It's coming off that camera.
Okay, well, fast forward. Let's get to them shooting up and having a gangbang.
Oh, my God.
Mike, we asked for a freak show.
Now, this, you know, I will tell you that the video quality is almost like professional quality that somebody was
considering
doing.
Considering it's almost 10 years old.
But that's a pretty nasty that's a nasty looking place down there.
Given time, a crackhead can get you anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, some expert from some expert advice from Mr. 40. Now, given time, a crackhead can get you anything. Is that right?
Now, Edith, you were cleaning out the crack house, and that's when you found this tape.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. All right, there seems to be quite a
there's
bit
still
of
a lot of
focus
activity
on that particular place.
Wow! Looks like
it's getting angry.
Looks like
what's happening?
Looks like Subway. Looks like someone's making a roast beef sandwich.
Right now, a woman is simply
diddling
herself.
Yeah. Now I know why they call it a crack house.
And Leah, you understand our code, right? This must be very frustrating for you, not being able to see this video.
Well, it's like our listeners.
Yes.
No, right. I mean our listeners follow along, and we say
this is true.
It's a soul sister. And she's diddling herself, and now she...
Now we believe we're seeing real sexual activity. Now, back to the condom again.
Back to the condom full of cocaine.
Right.
Right.
Which is once again being inserted a Norelco
now,
salesman.
Are there other
now, is this made by crackheads or shown to crackheads?
Made by crackheads.
By, for, and...
Right, now
are there other people around? Are there other people around watching
now,
this?
Now there are two people that are shown. It looks like a regular movie, and they're about to. He seems to be touching her,
and they are watching. They are making this movie at 5:54 a.m. We know that from the code on the time code on the. And now
how many people are in the room?
Well, right now, it's hard to see because there are a lot of close-ups. There appear to be two right now, but that looks like a crack house.
This is now 6:14 a.m.
Is that writing on the wall that I'm looking at?
Or is that someone's hairy back? Hold on. That looks like
wallpaper.
It's wallpaper.
Is it wallpaper or like a lace?
No, you're
table
right.
Tablecloth.
No, I believe it's curtains.
Curtains, okay. Man, now the video work is not being all that
clear.
Need
to fast forward a little bit.
Oh,
you know, wait a minute. Now, was she saying something? Let's hear what she says here.
Let's see.
I don't know what she will say.
Okay, let's.
All right, we're just taking a look at this videotape, trying to decipher it.
Now, are they going to start? Here we go. All she's doing is sticking her tongue out at the camera. However, she does have a needle.
Yeah.
And she, in fact, is... is she going to shoot him up? Oh, look at his back. Look at all the needle marks in his back.
Do they actually shoot into the back? Does that happen? Or?
This is a nice close-up of a nice floppy boob.
Now, well, imagine what she could do with a toaster.
Yeah. If you just tuned in, we're watching a tape made at a crack house with crackheads having sex with condoms that are full of cocaine and shooting up heroin.
Now, can I ask Edith a question?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Okay, Edith.
Edith?
What is your job? What is your job when you're sent into these crack houses? Is to video it or to...
Because it would get me in trouble professionally.
She can't reveal that because it would get her in trouble professionally.
Right. Oh.
Did you go to school for this?
I have
hold on. They're speaking.
Give it up. Yes.
Oh, she found the video.
Okay.
Yeah, she found it.
Okay.
I'm going to torture you, it says. Oh, dear me.
Now, the person who's moaning, what's going on there?
Grady.
All right.
Grady, don't.
I think, Mike, we can stop.
Grady is pointing at me. We were all looking
Grady,
at
what?
It. Grady pointed out to me. We're all looking at it. Buzz was studying it. Buzz, you look like... You look like a college professor over there. Buzz has his finger up to his chin going, look at this fascinating
Right, yes, Buzz.
Edith,
I've seen a lot. I've never seen this before.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, yeah, very good.
We thank you very much. That is a
way to go, Edith.
A wonderful entry, Edith.
Nice job.
Crackheads having sex.
These are not healthy people. I'll tell you that right now.
Full of cocaine. Shooting each other up with heroin. Now the question that we have now is, which of the acts? Oh, and you have a Dennis Murphy T-shirt on.
Way to go, Edith. Thank you.
The counts for something. And a Donna Mikey tag.
Fascinating. All right. That's enough. I've seen enough. I haven't.
Let's get Edith out of here.
I'm going to have to study this more.
Grady talk more research?
Yes, absolutely.
I think those were dope fiends, not crackheads. Those were actually dope fiends.
Dope fiends.
Dope fiends. All right. And
like the 50s.
All right. And the difference between a dope fiend and a crackhead, it's the shooting is the dope and crack is smoking.
All right.
Now, thank you for the clarification, gentlemen.
We're going to vote now during the commercials. Don, Mike, Buzz, Rob, and Leah.
Mm-hmm.
Five people voting for your favorite. Here are your choices, and we got to do this fast because we're running out of time. You could go for Mike, who used his sack
as the human pin bag.
He put pins in his nut sack.
Right.
Nate is the double-jointed. Nate is the double-jointed guy who actually jump roped with his body.
Right.
Sean, with B.O.
Yes, with bad B.O. Sean came in with a monkey paw left foot.
From an accident.
Austin, Dennis came in with webbed feet, and his topless girlfriend sucked his webbed feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Austin came in with webbed feet. Chris came in with a 3-inch nail up his nose.
Right.
Michelle came in and put two toasters under each, put a toaster under each of her mammoth breasts.
And as Leah pointed out, supported them with her stomach, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also, we had Tracy from Philadelphia, who came in with 40-some-odd tattoos and 20-some piercings.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, and then finally we had Edith, who came with the...
Edith!
Who came with the...
the crack porn.
The crack porn. So,
and a stupid accent.
You and ladies and gentlemen at home, you can vote as you like. We, uh-huh, we will vote and declare a winner. You'll see all of these pictures later tonight on WNEW.com or WYSP.com. We'll be back to declare a winner right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Again.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Speaking from the highest mountain top.
The Don and Mike Show.
A day-to-day struggle to find the worst in people. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now let's welcome in all of the contestants.
Here they all are. Give yourselves all a round of applause. Freaks are all here in the same room. Incredible.
Now, everybody's going to get Corona Light prize packs.
Right.
Everybody will get the copies of the movie The Spy Game with Robert Redford or Mulholland Drive or K-Pax or Harry Potter. Everybody gets something today.
Everybody likes something.
But only one person can win the trip to Key West, Florida.
Right.
And $1,000.
Very exciting moment on the show right now.
Leah, are you there?
Yeah, did you skip my notes?
I got them.
Okay, good.
We don't have time to get into everything. I'm just going to read everybody's first vote.
Okay.
Everybody voted 1, 2, 3, 4. Leah actually voted it for everybody. I mean, she gave everybody a
grade.
A comment.
A description.
The rest of us picked one person.
One at a time, I will tell you. The first vote is for Mike, the man who put the push pins in his sack.
Where's Mike? One, is that Mike? There you are. One vote for you, Mike.
The second vote is for Mike, the human pin bag.
Wow. Yay. Incredible.
Mikey.
Incredible, Mike.
The third vote. If the third vote is for Mike, the pin boy,
right,
he wins.
Okay, let's see what happens.
Because it would be 3 out of 5.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Nettie. The third vote is for Dennis, the webbed foot guy.
No.
Dennis, the webbed foot guy.
No.
Right over there with the toes being sucked?
Yep.
No.
All right,
no.
There you go.
Ooh. Read my comment about Dennis, please.
Listen, Leah, I don't have time, darling. WNEW in New York, we're going to be off in 5 seconds. Let me say the winner is Mike, the pin bag.
Mike, the pin bag.
Yeah.
Way to go, Mike.
Yeah.
Mikey.
There
The last two votes, as you can see, Pinbag and Pinbag.
Pinbag guy. Was it unanimous?
No. There was
one vote for Dennis.
One vote for Dennis.
And Dennis got $50 for me for coming down from Philadelphia. You're a little disappointed, aren't you?
Sorry to everybody who didn't get it. Let me get Mike up here, the guy with the pins in his nutsack.
Fantastic. You must be thrilled.
You have won a three-night, four-day vacation for two to Key West.
Woo! Thank you.
From Corona Light.
Thanks, Don and Mike. Corona Light.
Your trip includes round-trip air and hotel and relax and enjoy.
And Leah. Hello.
Lights.
You're welcome, Mike.
And Leah.
Thank you, Leah.
And you've also won $1,000 American.
Woo! So way to go, Mike.
Enjoy. And thank you, everybody, and now all of you, please.
You're all winners.
Everybody, get out of here.
Get out of here right now.
See my pin bag.
Thank you very much.
Pardon me?
I still have them in.
No, that's all right.
Oh, no. Get out.
Everybody, out.
Everybody, That's it.
Good job, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Very good.
Thank you. All right.
There they all go.
That's the freak show, and you'll see the pictures. The same pictures that Leah saw on WNEW.com and WYSP.com.
In about 5 seconds, it got to be about 90 degrees in here.
Yeah,
it sure did.
This amazing freak talent is throwing off heat.
It sure did. Well, Leah, what'd you think of our first freak show with you?
It was interesting.
It was good, huh?
Very interesting.
All right, my love, we will see you tomorrow. Yes. Good day to you, ma'am.
I said good day, sir.
Good day, and Buzz. Where are you, Buzz?
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. Mike, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And Grady and Mr. 40, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, dog.
Good day to you, and
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.